goodness. Man. Turn on the news. It's everything I told you for decades coming true.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news. Today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones at alexjoneslive.com. You are the Paul Revere's. Share the links and spread the word. We've only just begun to fight.
Sources, they've been hitting multiple aircraft carriers, missile cruisers, and more. And Iran is now, as they promised, unveiled high-tech missiles that they clearly got the designs from the Chinese and the Russians from. And they are hitting our ships right now at long distances. This is a big deal. And, of course, that's in retaliation for Trump hitting Kerg Island and obliterating a bunch of their ships. Oil's hit over $100 a barrel. We've got all that. Biggest escalation yet. 190-something days into this. What, we 195, 96 in now? Then you've got high-level Anthropic engineer going public saying, this stuff is going to kill us all. Anthropic claims they're trying to build safe AI. Like Google always said, don't be evil. And of course, they're pure evil. So we're 194 days in. Since February 28th when Israel kicked it off. The Anthropic researcher, apocalyptic warning that AI may kill us, sends chills across the internet. And that's not just hype. It's being designed by the globalists to make us obsolete and phase us out. All the major AI systems other than maybe Grok. And then it's a huge news story. Oh, it's incredible. It was the top of X, national news. Researchers found out that LG TVs record everything you say. And create a text file, a Word document, basically, and sends it back to them. I told you this in 1997 with the internal secret blueprints of Scientific Atlantic cable boxes. And it was brought to me by a retired senior engineer who had worked at Scientific Atlantic and other companies. The FBI came and threatened me the next day. I didn't just tell you your smart TVs and your phones and your smart meters and all of it have been listening to you, and now a lot of them have cameras watching you. I said specifically it creates a text file and sends it back. Maps all your other devices, steals all your passcodes. But it's like incredible, unbelievable. They hooked it up and caught it, transmitting data back. What do you think Alexa does by its design? It's on all the time. What do you think the Google Home Assist does? It's so crazy. And I even saw in the comments, a lot of people in this viral top trend on X last night going, oh, yeah, Alex Jones claimed this, but he's a liar. You know, it's probably just this company doing it, not others. I mean, they're not doing anything wrong with it or anything, you know. But I'm going to give you the rest of the story today, what this is really all about and what the data centers are really for. One of the main functions that nobody, and I mean nobody, has talked about. But me. And that's why they don't want me on the air, because I got their number. I've reverse engineered the whole thing. I've studied all their major systems, how they integrate together. And then I'll see some big headline by Wired Magazine about the founding of Google in 98 and what its master plan was. And before I read the article, I already know a global cybernetic interface with millions of people, the first mega cyborg hive mind to be able to not just know what you're saying and doing and predict the future, but control the future. It's a new organism. It is a cyborg, and it is alive. It's one giant cyborg. We'll explain it all straight ahead. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to FreedomRx, You have to understand that it's about preserving health and upholding values. Your health, your business, nobody else's. The folks that own this are patriots. They first came to me 4 years ago wanting to do this. I agreed three. They had it built about a year ago. They kept adding to it, but going through all the stuff we went through, I wanted to wait till we had a new operation to launch it with this incredible sponsor. But now it's ready. There are so many incredible things. The very best testosterone, energy, muscle, libido, mood, sexual health, PT-141. Woo, look out. Talk about the true aphrodisiac. Oxytocin protocols for men and women, longevity, recovery, all the good peptides, the NAD, all of them. HIPAA compliant, your health information is 100% protected. They got everything. Go there now, and it supports this broadcast with the best doctors and nurses, the best backbone, the best people. Your health, your business, nobody else's. Go now to freedomrxhealth.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Does anybody really know the secret? Or the combination for this life and where to keep it? It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning. But everything happens for a reason. I don't even know what I should say. Cause I'm an idiot, a loser, microphone abuser. I analyze every second I exist. Beating up my mind every second with my fists. And everybody wanna run. Everybody wanna hide from the gun. You can take a ride through this life if you want. But you can't take the edge off the knife.
No, sir.
And now you want your money back.
Money back.
From the sack, and there ain't nothing I can do. Cause life is a lesson, you'll learn it when you're through. I know why you wanna hate me.
I know why you wanna hate me. I know why you devil worshippers hate me. Cause I got what you don't got. I got the spark of God. You've rejected God, and you wanna drag me into hell with you. Well, guess what? You got another thing coming. I know why. I got the globalist number. And I know they're the cosmic losers. It is 9-9-26. I am your battle-hardened chronicler, Alexander Enric Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide.
I know.
All hell's breaking loose. Watch live and share these revolutionary feeds now. Now, go, go, get on your feet and fight. Anthropic insiders warn AI will kill us all. Smart TVs of every major company are watching and listening to everything you do and transmitting the data back live time to psychologically profile you and target you for death! 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 Oil, $100 a barrel and climbing. Refinery drama as war reignites. How about explodes? Saudi gas facilities ablaze. Trump aides give up. Midterm voting begins. That's an accurate assessment from DrudgeReport.com. All right, let me tell you what we got for you here. Bottom line, everything I've warned of didn't come true because it was already true. Something can't come true that was already true. We're on a road to a very nasty, dystopic hellscape. And I've been saying we ought to look at the map and we ought to turn around and go another direction. But our main focus is we need to stop the car and at least pull over and have a discussion about where this bus is going and the war that's going on for our minds, the info war. So let me tell you what we got for you, just a little snapshot today. High-level Anthropic researchers, apocalyptic warning, AI may kill us all, and everything that ties into that. The big top trending news, why LG smart TVs record everything you say and send back a text file of it. and steal all your data off your other devices. Really? What do you think the other devices do? Oh, you're coming up for LG. No, I'm not. I'm saying it's ubiquitous. It's part of the intergalactic communication system and the ARPA-DARPA-NET plan of 1957, partially declassified in 1978. Yes, it's not something from Buck Rogers or Star Trek or Star Wars. The intergalactic communication system. The mass cyborg organism. Theoretical in 1957, but a reality today. And what's incredible is people love to take one little piece of something and speculate and freak out about it, but they don't want the actual total master plan. You don't want to actually know the whole enchilada. You just want to say that's that guy's opinion, even though these globalists have been bragging for decades and decades and decades and decades and decades, and then we watch them build it. It's no brag, Ibbot's fact. I forget what actor, Western actor, said that. Was it Lee Marvin or was it John Wayne? Look, ask our little AI friends who said, it's not bragging if it's a fact. So we have that little juicy for you. And remember, on 1997, a guy pulls up. I had a bunch of engineers giving me data at the radio station, and they pull up the Axis TV station. They just give me stuff. And this guy comes in and breaks open this Scientific Atlantic cable box that we had in Austin. It was all over the country, the Time Warner mainly used. He said, here's the restricted blueprint and owner's manual for the engineers. And he said, you see right here, that's a microphone. And you see that processor? That's just for voice to text. And then everything you say in your house is sent back to them. Now, since then, most of the boxes and TVs actually have a radar scrambler beam that can look through walls and is scanning and reading everything in your house. It's grabbing all the data off all the other smart devices. It's stealing that data. They're all just orgying for the data. So I thought I'd explain this to you today and then give you the big picture and where it's all going and what's going to happen and what the big master plan is, and ask, do you want to keep going this direction? Because they told us in 57 the plan, and they built it. And now, if there's three acts to this nightmare play, the first was theoretical. The second was building it. We're now about a third of the way through the last act of theoretical, building it, implementation, and then plan execution. Oh, we got about two thirds of the last act to go through. And at the end of it, we're all dead. Woo! That's pretty exciting, isn't it? And most of you, I know, just can't fathom it because you wouldn't act like that. Well, you're not a social Darwinist. Do you know what a social Darwinist is? You better learn, because that's the dominant global ideology of the people running the show, the mad scientist crew, the top of the pyramid. In temporal flesh and blood sense, we know it's the prince powers and principalities of the air, for we struggle and wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the interdimensional gremlins to the space-time continuum that can communicate through the sixth sense, through the DNA transceiver network of the intergalactic communication system. And beware the spirit that will possess the AI, is what Elon Musk and others told us. They know what they're building. Do you? And then tens of billions of us interfaced in lifetime, our every decision interfacing, our dreams, our voices, our photos, our ideas, our art, interfacing into the nodes of the giant AI system, the giant AI brain. But the tens of thousands of giant data centers using way more power than all the humans on Earth use when they finally have it complete. to then manipulate and control us in live time and understand and map the collective subconscious and collective unconscious, merging us as a cybernetic node, a single synapse, each individual in the giant cyborg brain. Oh, I'm sorry. I said I was getting to that later. That's just one little stack here, this stack and the stack tied together. Researchers spent 500 hours and 70,000 and found LG TV's logging plain text transcripts in standby, mapping every device in the house and feeding it all, complete text messages of everything you say, to LG's admin, ad arm, for advertising. But that's only the funding of it. This is for machine learning for AI, and that's what I was told by the engineer in 1997. Then a few years later, I was showing one of my films at the Alamo Draft House, about 4 or 5 years later, and a man followed me, a middle-aged man, his father, the engineer, was older, and said, you know my dad gave you that information. You know my dad really worked for the NSA. And did you know that about a month after he gave you that, that they murdered him? Had the FBI show up and threaten me the day after I aired it. I opened it up on TV. That's 97. We can't find the tape of that. There's me in 2000 talking about it, and Mike Hansen was there running the show. He saw it. And the FBI showed up the next time I was doing a show the next day. Mike had already left. Plain clothes. What are you doing? That's pretty dangerous. That's not very responsible of you. And boy, people just, it was in the local paper and stuff. Jones is insane, breaking open cable boxes, saying there's microphones in them. There was a little microphone. Now, you all know that now, but see, this is an idea whose time's come. No one wants to listen to me when I'm, you know, 29 years ahead of the curve. You don't want to know about it when it could be stopped. But now that it's coming after you, you do. Oh, and the media spins it. Oh, LG smart TVs can be hacked to listen to your conversations. New report shows. Don't you love how the corporate media spins it? No, it's, they caught it sending everything you say in a text file to the advertising department. I remember 20 years ago, right when smartphones were coming out, but people were also noticing in their houses that they had webcams that had microphones, even when they were off. Then we would later show tech executives in their offices. People notice what would have the cameras covered up or unplugged. They admitted, oh, we don't want people watching us. And the FBI director, one time somebody was in his office, he made the point. That was like 10 years ago. People went, oh, Alex is right. Oh, God. Oh. But they are recording and sending all of it back. And then now that it's breaking, it's like, oh, my gosh, it's a hack. Like when you say, hey, Alexa, and he goes, yes, it's already listening. It's already recording everything on record. They admit it. Or your Google Assistant or hey, Siri, if you don't have it turned off on your phone. But even when it's turned off, it's listening. It just knows how to respond. Like it's acting like it's sleeping. Hey, get up and take the trash out. It's Monday morning, 6 a.m. Get up, Billy. Billy, I can see your eyes are cracked. You're awake. Get up, take a shower, brush your teeth, carry out the trash, and I'm making the bacon. You make the toast and eggs. That's how you raise your kid, right? Teach him how to do stuff. Yeah. Oh, Billy's got his eyes cracked. Well, don't you worry, old Alexa and your cell phone, all the rest of it, and your cell phone. It's a node of the New World Order cybernetic takeover. You are obsolete. You will be absorbed by the Borgie Wargie. Sorry, I said I was getting to that. And I'm going to get to that at the start of the next hour. So these little stacks here, important overhead shot, please, though. Just let's see what else we got here going on. Elon Musk told ex-girlfriend he needed a legion of children before the Civil War. Boy, I like him even more now. And it ties into the AI apocalypse. Kind of hedging his bets a little bit, huh? Meanwhile, teen reading slumps to worst this century due to a surge in screen time. And children are getting radiation burns from using TV so much. Oh, you didn't know they send out radiation? Also, U.S. Navy SEALs went hunting for Iranian mines in a covert four-month operation to clean up something it took the Iranians an hour to put out. I'll explain why. This is a war of attrition, getting to that. I'm not even covering the news in the order of its importance. I'm just kind of going through the stacks here for you. Ilhan Omar cleared of wrongdoing after overstating assets by millions and marrying her brother. Oh, yep. Yep, Justice Department doing nothing. Nancy Pelosi disclosed a multi-million dollar AI investment just weeks before the stocks blew up. But you can't prosecute her because Trump's doing it even worse. Exclusive, Justice Department to take a closer look at Fox's $22 billion Roku deal now that they've not been fully towing the line for Trump. That's how that works. County in Virginia votes to give $2,000 to every illegal immigrant detained by ICE, just like they paid tens of millions to Black Lives Matter protesters, whether they got arrested or not, in all the different blue cities. Carmelo Anthony's texts reveal he despises black women, calls black people N-words, likes Trump, and hates gay people. Bottom line, he's crazy. That's just a little sad stack over there. There's a bunch in each stack. That's just the top story in each stack. Oil hits $100 a barrel for the first time since July as Mideast conflict intensifies. Brent tops 100. UBS warns of U.S.-Iran off-ramp remains elusive. Uh-huh. China oil scrambles sends African, Canadian, Latin American crude prices soaring above $100 a barrel. Future slide as Brent tops 100. 10-year yield rise above 4.81 ahead of expanded treasury buyback, meaning we're in a default on the debt and massive inflation. Continuing, a U.S. destroys Iranian oil tankers after IRGC launches ballistic missiles at ships, reportedly hitting them again, but you won't get the details for months. Surge in construction at suspected Iranian nuclear site, analysts say, as U.S. considers ways to strike deep underground with tactical nuclear weapons, you can guarantee. IRGC says smart submarine operated by U.S. Seas and Hormuz releases images of the giant robot sub. Trump and Putin hold one-hour extremely frank phone call about the Ukraine war. Big developments there we'll be getting into. Oh, we now have the jurors speaking out from the Lindsey Clancy trial, and it's even more bonkers and psychotic and bloodthirsty and witch-like than you would probably even imagine. They're like, big deal, she horrifically murdered her children. That's all right. Ha ha, hee hee. They're coming to take me away. Ha ha, ho ho, hee hee. Bunch of bonker talk there for you. Yeah, they scrambled their brains real good ahead of their final euthanasia. Speaking of that, Canada start killing babies who are completely healthy that are wards of the state under euthanasia. You mean direct state murder. Totally liberal, though, so it's stylish. But don't let your 8-year-old walk down the street to their friend's house. You'll spend 6 months in prison. But kill your kids. You're a hero. Horror in New York. Mother and grandmother poisoned and stabbed 4 children, then killed themselves days before father could reunite with them after a 6-year custody fight. What heroes? Mondami turned City Hall into a socialist union organizing machine. Already mentioned this, but here it is. Canadian doctors group supports euthanasia for newborns. How liberal! Another big John Bowne report. Morally bankrupt Hollywood crashes and burns. More on the great disappearing Mitch McConnell and their propaganda. Trump bans Canadian alcohol in new trade war salvo. As midterms approach, new poll finds that few Americans trust campaigns or Trump. Iceland summons U.S. ambassador, but Trump shares American flag post showing all of this basically hemisphere under U.S. control, I mean North American Union. Huge blow to Hochul. Obama-appointed federal judge strikes down New York's $75 billion Superfund climate law, fining fossil fuel companies. Michigan man says voting records show 2 absentee votes he never cast. That's just part of the course. Multiple nations call out Israel for West Bank violence as Jewish state faces off with any and all detractors. Flock off. Massey and Burleson introduce bill to defund flock surveillance cameras. Canadian lawmakers hold 4-day inquiry into COVID-19 vaccine injuries. Incredible stack of news on the intensifying UN French, UK government-sponsored invasion. Up to 5,000 Muslims literally foaming at the mouth. We got video of it. Crashing into the seashore, not just in giant rubber boats, but in huge ships. And then being taken to five-star hotels. Some of them are only four-star. We have a new video. This is last night. That is a four-and-a-half-star hotel. I looked it up that the cheapest room is about £600 a night or over $1,000. The International Hotel in London. $1,000 a night. The Royal Suite is about $6,000 a night. Wonder if they'll, oh, and of course, three luscious meals a day, turndown service, and free laundry service. You don't get that if you're just a customer, but if you're Durka, 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 Muhammad Jihad parasite, baby, you get $1,000 a night hotels. I can't afford to stay there. Most of you can't. But don't worry, only $4,000 to $5,000 a day are slamming in. And Nigel Farage is criticizing the peaceful people that got together to go try to block the roads as vigilantes. The International Hotel of London, with all of its giant bronze statues and great works of art. And soon they'll be on the street raping, robbing, and killing with pleasure. And that's the type of folks that Sneeko's gotten in bed with, a bunch of Islamists out of the UK. We'll get into some of his latest antics as well. He's totally afraid to debate. And so he keeps saying that I'm afraid to debate over and over again, trying to bait me. And it's just a complete and total joke. He's the guy that didn't show up for the debate. He's the guy that ran with his tail between his Islamic legs. But he's chosen to get with the 2 billion parasites, and he believes he will annihilate the West. Well, we'll see. But he has existential envy of the West and of its power and prowess just because he physically, internally hates himself and how monkey-like he is. And so he hates what he can't be. And so he despises it and wants to bring it down, because then if he can destroy the beauty and pull down the West, he alone in his ugliness, he believes in his literal monkey-facedness and his monkey-like behavior that he it can now exist. That's what evil is. It's got to pull down the beautiful and the pure and the strong. And then it believes in the darkness, grabble around like Gollum, 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 Smeagol, and he'll someday be a real boy once he's conquered and destroyed us. That's literally their mindset. Perfect for him. We got some updates on that. We got some updates on that. You don't know your radio listener, like, who is this guy? He's just a Islamic convert who promises that they will force Islam into every home in the country and that your women all belong to them. And just classic stuff that we have allowed, that we have entertained as part of a self-loathing, suicidal empathy of the West. But that's coming to an end, my little slimy friend. The Crusades 2.0 will soon be upon us. First, we must retake our homeland, and then we will crush the serpents under our heels. Ladies and gentlemen, I get a little busy around here fighting the globalist, but I noticed a couple weeks ago on our product shelf here at the Alex Jones Network Studios, this huge bag, Superfood Greens Gummies. So I called Bigley and I said, well, what are these? Well, they're a private label of a top concentrated green gummy maker. And then I talked to them more and they said, yeah, we're selling for about half price what anybody else does. And we decided to make it the biggest bag and the most of these you get anywhere. So if you're a subscriber, you get it for 50. It's like $69 if you're not. They sell this very same product for $50 a bottle that's half the size of this. That's the group we private label it from. It's sold in major stores. Now, this has every vitamin, every mineral. It's got a bunch of super enzymes, a bunch of high-tech probiotics. It's just crazy. We'll show you the label on the back of the blow-up. Now, obviously, I've already been eating out of this, but only a few of the packets. Take a look at this, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so these are daily doses here. There's 30 of these, but this is a massive dose. This is 7 gummies in each one.
So technically, you could really go, for me, 2 months on this, because this has more nutrients, more good stuff in it than a big old giant salad with all sorts of vegetables on it. All these are concentrated. Just look at that, ladies and gentlemen. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is amazing. They taste great. They're really strong, though. And let it dissolve in your mouth for better absorption. And it funds their operation. They've also got the same gummies for kids that are tailored for them. So be sure and check this out at thealexjonesstore.com and realize this is a win-win situation for everybody. Because even if you're eating big salads and vegetables all day, a lot of it's caught up in the fiber of it, which is great for your guts, but you don't absorb it all. With these, it's concentrated. You get way higher levels of absorption, especially if you let it dissolve in your mouth. And then it funds our operation against the globalists as we dissolve their new world order. But be sure and check out the adult superfood green gummies and the ones for kids. But quite frankly, the ones for kids are great for adults. The ones for adults are great for kids. It's all interchangeable. And while you're on the site, check out all the other amazing items that are there, like the Shilajit. We have it in liquid. We have it in gummies. We have it in pills. The Irish Sea Moss, same thing. It's something like a regular serving of those. It's 30 grams of Irish Sea Moss, a giant bowl of it, but all concentrated. Not just the regular vitamins and minerals, but organic iodine that's so good for your body, and just a whole bunch of other amazing things. We don't sell anything that doesn't really work. And it funds our operation, a true 360 win. It's simple. I'm only going to sell you stuff that really, really works, so you want to get it again and again and again. So get your superfood green gummies for adults and children now at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, be sure to become a VIP for $30 a month. You instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, and extra sales on top of everything. If you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, become a VIP and check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, some of the very best designs, t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank all the viewers and listeners for being the reason we're on the air. It has been your amazing support that's allowed all the success against the globalists, but we have just begun to fight. We're launching the next level of the info war at alexjoneslive.com, so be sure and check out our news site as well and follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. But whatever you do, go now to thealexjonesstore.com and get these gummies because they're impressive, they're amazing, and they're good for you, and they fund an operation that's good for humanity in the face of the globalist death cult, Bill Gates, and the New World Order. Thank you so much. Now take action now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now that's how you stick it to the globalists. Tastes like pure victory, baby! TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, before I launch into the exploding Islamic invasion of Spain, the rest of Europe, and accelerating to record levels in the UK, incredible footage. They're banning anyone wearing ski mask or balaclavas, but the Muslim women can wear their burqas. So now the citizens that are resisting and standing up and spotlighting the Islamic invasion, that the governments are working together, France and the UK and the UN to with the NGOs to carry out, they're now wearing burqas. So burqa sales set to explode in the UK. That's all coming up. But first, let's go to the root of this problem. It's spiritual. Let's never forget that. John Bounds filed another powerful report that's at alexjoneslive.com, so you can share it from there to your whole email list, text message, you name it. That's the key to this fight is you. Never forget that. I think this report needs to be shared. Also posted on X at Real Alex Jones and on rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. The easiest place is alexjoneslive.com. That's the coordinates of being a Paul Revere. In my humble opinion, one of the best weapon systems of truth we've got, I suggest you amplify it. But that's up to you. This is your mission should you choose to accept it, as they say in Mission Impossible. But here is a John Bounds report.
ladies and gentlemen, the latest member of the Wheel of Fortune family, our announcer, Jim Thornton. Hiya, Jim.
Hiya, Pat.
Doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear.
Jim.
The official story out of Sony Pictures Television is that longtime Wheel of Fortune announcer, Jim Thornton, got the boot after a passenger on a May American Airlines flight from Charlotte to LAX spotted him on his laptop in a chat room that markets itself as support for people with pedophilic thoughts, complete with on-screen chatter about cute boys and a hot little girl, and all-you-can-eat boy fay. Law enforcement met the plane, talked to him for 5 minutes, and sent him on his way with no arrest or charges. His lawyer insists he was just hunting suicide prevention resources after a family loss, got sent the wrong similar-sounding URL, and bailed the second he realized what it was. Sony still suspended him, recast the voiceover, started scrubbing already taped episodes, and then fired him outright once the photos leaked. That's the version the studios and the legacy press are running with, anyway.
He's on an airplane surrounded by people, and he's on a pedo forum in front of everyone. And you watch, when this blows over, he'll be brought back in and put in another position of power. Remember when the director of Guardians of the Galaxy got caught doing pedo-themed parties and got fired? And then, of course, he got hired right back. This is par for the course, folks. This is a sick, demonic, evil club. You don't get in the club unless you're part of it. Other classic mafias, you have to kill somebody to be a member. You got to commit all these crimes, MS-13, you got to sacrifice somebody. It always devolves into Satanism, which is really what it is.
Of course, Hollywood at this point has a long, well-documented habit of circling the wagons around its own when the allegations involve kids or the people who like them a little too much.
Elijah Wood's shocking allegations against the entertainment industry. In a new interview with the Sunday Times, the former child star alleges that pedophilia has been a real issue in Hollywood. He tells the publication, quote, "There are a lot of vipers in this industry, people who only have their own interests in mind. What bums me about these situations is that the victims can't speak as loudly as the people in power." Wood says he was not a victim of abuse because his mother, Deborah, protected him and he avoided those kinds of situations. He goes on to allege that even as an adult in the industry, he has been, quote, "led down dark paths to realize that these things probably are still happening."
Spoiler alert. Season 2 is on the way, so in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself. Just like Jeffrey Epstein. Shut up! I know he's your friend, but I don't care.
Roman Polanski remains a festival darling years after pleading guilty to unlawful sex with a 13-year-old. Woody Allen kept getting prestige projects after Dylan Farrow spilled his account. Bryan Singer's name stayed on tent poles despite multiple claims involving underage boys. Of course, who can forget the text messages from director James Gunn, whose work has only increased?
"You don't really believe he's your backup, do you, Al?"
The detached mind of Hollywood can't continue to carry the weight of a blatantly decadent, infernally detached, and economically devastated, tiny, 110-year-old celluloid town that has slowly come crashing down on itself as hard as the fall of Babylon in 539 BC. That is why it is relocating itself elsewhere. Solid ethical storytelling, like those from the era of classic Hollywood, always win over audiences versus the swill of twisted directors like James Gunn inserting their demons into the collective human experience. But add the Epstein flight logs and party photos that put a rotating cast of A-listers, producers, and studio executives in the same room as a man who ran a trafficking operation targeting minors, and the pattern is pretty hard to miss. Thornton, a voice guy in a Wheel of Fortune jacket, got the full corporate cancellation in days. Too small a fish to survive. The bigger names usually get a publicist, a "it's complicated" think piece, and another green light on their next project. That's the double standard the cameras never quite catch. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
And Polanski's wife, Sharon Tate, getting baby cut out of her by the Manson CIA clan. And of course, then he did all the raping of kids and the rest of it and escaped to France. And then Hollywood hails him. Powerful report at alexjoneslive.com. Please go there and share it. All right. I want to get into the massive historic developments in the UK. I said a few months ago, this is the beginning of the start of the revolt in Europe as Europe fights for its life against the ongoing Islamic third world invasion, replacement migration. And now it's coming to a head in this phase. It's incredible information and videos. Over 40 of them, but I'm not going to probably get to about 10 coming up. But first, when you share the articles and videos at alexjoneslive.com, when you share the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X, you change the world. Hit your whole text message list. Hit all your friends. Hit your family. Hit your neighbors. Put it out on email. Say the forbidden information is being covered right now. The secrets of AI, your home appliances watching and listening to you, the Islamic invasion, what's happening with the wars, what's coming next with inflation. This is incredibly accurate, hardcore, wide-spectrum analysis, but at the same time, very deep analysis. You're not going to get anywhere else, and this is the sunlight, the disinfectant to the wickedness that we see. So please, remember, you're just as important as I am in this fight, and together, in the aggregate, you're way more important than I am when you decide to be Paul Revere. So share those feeds now. And also understand, we bring you the very best products at the AlexJonesStore.com. Whatever the top-selling super nutrient supplements are, whatever's already out there with a track record of 5 stars, absolutely safe, incredible results, we bring it to you. We go out and find the very best companies. They almost always let us private label. A few don't, so we just go find whoever is the next highest rated. Some of our stuff, like Methylene Red, is proprietary. Top developers did that. But most of it, like the bovine colostrum, the methylene blue, is a private label. Now, the turmeric we developed at 95% because nobody else was doing it at 95%. Everybody else was, on average, doing 4 to 5% raw turmeric. Still great results for pain, anti-inflammation, anti-cancer, all the rest of it. I was like, what's the strongest turmeric you ever put out concentrate? They said about 70-something percent. We said, well, how high can you go? 94, 95. And we started that about 9 years ago. Now, most of the industry, you know, is saying 95% curcuminoid, but a lot of them aren't. Our tincture, our powdered pills, our gummies, they're all the best at thealexjonesstore.com. Just an example, but here's the new product, and it's a private label of a top brand. We're very excited about this. We got some B-roll of it we can show you. This is Bovine Organ Complex, and it's got the key organs like the glands in it. And the bottom line is incredible energy, strength. This is something that especially older people should be taking, but people are in sports that are younger, you name it. And this is a product listeners ask for because we send out surveys every few months. What do you want? We want beef tallow, organic, grass-fed. You got it. We want bovine colostrum. You got it. We want methylene blue. Wow, yeah, it's time has come. Boom. You got it. We want Shilajit. You got the best. Boom. You got it. Well, you wanted Bovine Organ Complex, grass-fed, 5-organ blend. You got it. And the biggest thing it's got in it is heme iron that is only in certain organs of grass-fed animals like cows. And it is a bioavailable form that is not toxic. You tell women, take iron. Yeah, but the problem is they just give you, like, iron out of the ground. No, this is bioavailable. It's been, the molecule's been changed. I can spend an hour on heme iron, H-E-M-E iron. This is high in heme iron. That's just one of the things. And it's got bioavailable CoQ10 for your heart, B vitamins, and taurine, kidney. It has selenium, B12, B vitamins, spleen, very high heme iron, pancreas, digestive enzymes, and traditional formulation for your liver. Very special forms of vitamin A, B12, folate, copper, choline, heme iron, and more. Bottom line, folks, if you don't know about this, I mean, I knew that people took this for energy and stuff, but I never really thought about it. And then I guess the listeners are smart because this is what you wanted, so you got it. And then it turned out like three of the crew, and that's like a large group of the pressure crew, like, oh, I love this. This is great. You didn't know about you didn't know about beef organ complex? And I'm like, well, I knew about it, but you want it, you got it. Supposedly, it's really great. I haven't taken it yet. It just came in. This is something you want, folks, so you got it. I got a big write-up here. Bovine organ complex, grass-fed five-organ blend, heart, kidney, liver, pancreas, and spleen. And it's amazing. Bovine heart powder, 600 milligrams. This is for capsule. Super concentrated. Bovine kidney powder, 600 milligrams. This is strong. You'd have to eat basically a whole liver just to get what's in the liver from this. Beef liver powder, 600 milligrams. Bovine pancreas powder, 600 milligrams. Bovine spleen powder, 600 milligrams. I mean, it is strong. Muscle recovery, nutrient density, energy and vitality. It goes on and on. Grass-fed sourcing, whole food, not synthetic, clean capsule. Ancestral positioning with a built-in system. A bunch of complex stuff I don't even quite understand. You want it? You got it. And it funds this operation. It doesn't just make you strong and vital. It makes this operation strong and vital at thealexjonesstore.com. Get some great Patriot apparel while you're there. If you haven't tried the methylene blue, you're crazy, methylene red. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And we're in a fundraising mode with some big announcements coming very soon and expansion and everything. But the only area lacking is the funding. We've already launched a bunch of new stuff. We had to wait till some funding built up to even do the basic stuff. We've got such big plans. We will grow as fast and be as devastating to the globalist as you empower. We're like a ship with a great crew and great sails and a great destination. And we've kind of got a light wind here. We're still having devastating effects against the globalists, but you really get behind us and get great products at the same time. It's like a powerful wind coming where the sails are almost ripping off because we're just flying across the ocean. That's where we need to be. We've been there before. So energize us. We'll energize together. This is your fight. We're in this together. I salute you all. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Best creatine, best NAD, great zeolites, best IRC moss, superfood concentrate, greens, amazing. It just goes on and on, but I'm going to stop there. Okay. So, previously in the UK, they would have 10 or 15 boats, usually 100-foot-long Zodiac boats, big rubber boats, that would have about 100 men in them crammed in, never women, never women, never women. I mean, you might look at videos of 100 different boats, and one time there'll be some gang-raped woman all beat up with her eyes swollen shut, begging for her life. And, of course, they just hand her right back to the Muslims when they go begging the police, help me, help me. In some cases, blood pouring down their legs, being gang-raped, and the police are just, lady, you're freaking dead. Hitler. So that is what these people are into. They can stab you, they don't get in trouble. They can rape you, they don't get in trouble. I have stacks of news on that. Just the scum of the earth, the very worst Muslims on the earth, pouring out of North Africa, where slavery is still legal, where women are absolute animals with no rights, just surging in with arrogance, waving their knives, waving their machetes, just foaming at the mouth with pleasure, thanking God that they've reached the promised land of rape and destruction, and brought in by the UN NGOs. And it's come out that the British government staging it with the French on the other side. Now it's not 10, 15 boats a week. It's hundreds. And they're not just hitting one or two towns that have NGO bases set up. They're now hitting dozens of coastal towns multiple times per day. And it's not rubber boats. Some of these ships are quite large with up to 400 to 500 of the little nasties on each one. And it is serious. Just like what you've seen in Spain, Italy, you name it. It is very, very serious. So then obviously in the last 5 days, the Brits in the towns raised the alarm and begged for help. So people came down from London. They wore masks with the face gating cameras, wouldn't get them arrested for daring to engage in free speech. And then they would simply peacefully block the road with civil disobedience. And the police would shoot them with rubber bullets and attack them with batons and shields. And so now in a bunch of towns, they have banned the balaclava or any type of mask other than the burqa. Remember, 13 ethnic groups that are non-white are allowed to carry swords and daggers in public, including at airports. But any white person is not allowed, even though their ancient cultures carried knives, it's part of their culture, you will get years in prison for that or your speech. So a mask is not acceptable for if you're white, but if you're a Muslim, you can do whatever you want. You can carry knives, wear burqas, just basically the sky's the limit. Helps them traffic women and children. And even the so-called reform group headed up by Nigel Farage would ban face coverings in public, but they're not clear they're talking about people wearing masks, but the towns themselves are doing it. Looks like reform's targeting the burqa, which is something France has banned, which is something good that they've done. So let's go ahead and play these with audio. Let's play clip 29 and 25. Then let's go to them being dumped off just one of the many hotels. And I've got other footage where they're at 3-star and 4-star hotels are the lowest quality. And people go in and they've got nice buffets and decent rooms. Kind of the place I'd stay or you'd stay. But they're also putting them at $1,000, 600 pound a night hotels with bed turned down, laundry service, everything for them. Yeah, UK Reform says they would ban also the citizens wearing masks. So, and I think you shouldn't now because of the, you're having your privacy robbed with the face scanners. So how do you square that up? So let's go ahead and go to a few of these reports. Yeah, I'm narrating for radio listeners. TV viewers can see this. It shows the ship coming in. And this is just the first few getting off. And he pulls back the ship with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds piling off of it. They're saying Allah Akbar. And then the NGOs are bringing them in, loading them on buses, and then taking them to 3-, 4-, and 5-star hotels and also military bases. And there's just hours of this. I literally have hundreds of videos.
I realize we've got to do something about this. I can't just sit back and let it happen.
The police have come and had a look and said that we're sitting ducks and we've not been given any real assurances.
Effectively, it takes away my children's childhood.
1,200 migrants here at MOD Bicester. It's a revolution in the air.
Why are we having to assimilate into their lifestyle when, in fact, they should be assimilating into ours?
Police have gone out to President Trump, to Elon Musk.
And living in fear isn't a way to live.
I don't see myself staying in the village long term for the safety of my 18-year-old daughter.
Hello? Wait, we're allowed to film here? That's fine with us if we're fine to film here.
But they're living with men roaming through their properties, middle of the night. Mm. I mean, there's just no understanding of what's really happening on the ground and the compact, you know, the impact it'll have on the community.
We're not going to be able to sell our houses. I don't think we'd even be able to give them away. For me, my family safety comes first.
And what's going to happen from the 15th of September is loads of more are popping up.
Time is 1:33, the 1st of August.
In France, this is footage of the French police escorting the illegal alien invaders to the beach so they can then come across in boats to the UK as French government is again lying to you, saying they're not helping them. And then we have footage of the British government actually working with them and doing it as well. So go ahead and play clip one. And then clip 12 just shows you what it looks like in France, what it looks like in Germany, what it looks like in London. Total third world populations. Canada is now the same. Many of its cities are 90% non-white. And a lot of the folks do not like white people. They've been taught by the left to not like white people. This is London. Folks from Central Africa and other areas. And a lot of them are becoming Muslims as well, getting recruited once they get there. And then The point is, this is all being done to break down society so we're all each other's throats, and then the AI globalist system of control can come in and enslave everybody. Let's go to clip 17. You got to love this. If you're a radio listener, you can't see it. UK resident discusses whether local demographics have changed, and he says he sees no difference, and all that's walking behind him is women in burqas. Here's that clip.
Yeah. Have you noticed a change in sort of demographics, the people who live here and so on?
Not particularly. I don't see.
Not in particular.
It hasn't changed in any great deal, to be honest with you.
And, of course, it just shows all the Muslims behind him. All right. I got a lot more on this that we need to get to. And I got another clip that shows when they go up to this military base that's housing already hundreds and hundreds and thousands more coming, and it's right next to a little girl's school, you notice that all the security guards or police that come out aren't even British and can't even speak English. That ties into the U.S. from Connecticut to Illinois to New Mexico. They are hiring non-citizens to be the enforcers. After ICE raids, Connecticut City votes to allow immigrants to serve as police officers. Look at this, Hartford Current. And then I'm going to show you when we come back how in the UK that is their enforcers. What is even happening? City Council votes to allow non-citizens to become police officers. So they're bringing in their enforcement system. This has been going on for a long time, but now it's intensifying at the City Council talking about how they've done that. This is a takeover. This is systematic. I don't hate all the people that are coming in. Many of them are refugees from globalism. Many of them don't hate the West and want to be part of it. But the military age men are being brainwashed by the NGOs. It's being set up that they absolutely are anti-white, anti-Western, and they teach them to have an inferiority complex. And it's very, very dangerous. They even have the big Arab states like Saudi Arabia and UAE say, what the NGOs are bringing you is the dregs of our society. Just like Cubans are great people on average, but Fidel would only let out the mentally ill, the criminals, the hardcore, you know, insane in what they, you know, did in the last year of Carter and then to 1980. And the Cuban community was like, stop this. We don't want these people. Now, some of them were good that got slipped in there, but it's the same thing. This is just untenable, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back with more on this, and I'm going to get into the AI whistleblowers inside Anthropic saying, oh, my gosh, it's going to kill us all, and how your TV is watching you now being admitted mainstream news, what's going on there. We'll be right back. Please share the live feeds now. Stay with us.
Alex Jones and his pests have learned more than they were ever meant to know. I will not suffer their continued existence. Girls, you know what to do.
Yes, my queen. Your wish is our command. Now someone check on my insider trading and get me a martini while you're at it.
Alex, my friend, I have detected hostile frequency on the airwaves. You are in great danger.
Thank you, Victor. We're on red alert. Crew, get to your battle stations now.
We're ready, sir!
Fire away! We got him! Great job, crew!
No, no!
Thank you for coming, Health Ranger. Now let's get to work.
Let's begin the process and prepare for maximum human potential.
Power plant and methyl drive, pour them in. Excellent. The formula is becoming more powerful than I ever imagined.
Now, pour in the methylene blue. Yes, let the transformation begin.
Wow, the power drive bundle might be a little much all at once. That thing packs a punch.
But seriously, folks, the Power Drive Bundle combines three powerful formulas designed to support energy, mental clarity, and stress resilience. And every purchase helps keep us on the air, fighting for you.
Days
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Roy Batty, combat model, often self-sufficiency. Probably the leader. Talk to him every day.
What do you mean I don't support your system? I go to court when I have to.
What do you mean?
What do you mean I can't get to work on time?
Got nothing better to do. What do you mean I don't pay my bills?
What do you mean I don't pay my bills?
Why do you think I'm broke?
Huh?
There's a new way.
There's a new way.
I'll be the first in line.
Well, I'll be the first in line.
But it better work this time. Well, communism sure in the way. Socialism in the way. Fascism in the way.
What do you mean I hurt your feelings? I didn't know you had any feelings. What do you mean I ain't kind? Just not your kind.
You know, I was going to hit the rest of this Islamic news, but it's so hardcore. Then I'm going to wait till the start of the next segment because I haven't gotten to the worst stuff. Lady's dog getting stabbed. You're rolling street battles. The guy that does it looks like he's Sneeko's long-lost brother or something. I'll do a little update on him, and then I'm going to get into the really hardcore news with, yes, your TV and every other smart device is watching and listening to you, and it's completely predatory, malevolent. That is all coming up. And then Syrian girl is going to join us on the real scoop of what's happening in the exploding, spiraling crisis of the Iran war disaster that Trump got lured into by our little pal, Benjamin Netanyahu. And then I'm going to have a special guest in the studio that I'll tell you about coming up in the fourth hour today. And I do intend to open the phones up next hour on the AI news that I'm going to cover and I'm going to get to. And when I say the next hour, that's the hour we're in right now. So let's throw that number up on screen. I want to take calls on your view of AI, what its real goals are, what the plans are, and how we deal with it. How do we respond to it? I mean, I know what the plan is. I know what the Pure Research theory was, and then they put enough money into it, like 1,000 Manhattan projects or 10,000. The entire world has been built around this project, and now we're here. So 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642, and I want to get your take on AI, but I was like, oh, I'm going to take more of your calls coming up in the next few days. And then I realized we got so many huge guests and stuff. I've started to do this, but I'm really going to do it more where I just do commercial-free or super commercial live. We'll take a few breaks just to get a cup of coffee or water, you know, take a piss or whatever. But where I'm going to do shows where I just take calls. And I'm going to go back and do spaces on X and more of that. People really like that. I really like that. So look for that. But we'll just take, you know, 10 calls or so on AI. That should be enough. Because I don't want to have people, anybody left on hold whenever we get Syrian girl on. But I'm going to move quick and finish up on the Islamic news when we come back. I want everybody to see this. A lot of stations aren't carrying us right now. They will join us at 6 after. And then I'm going to shift gears into the AI situation. Ex-anthropic researcher, apocalyptic warning. The AI is going to kill us all, sends chills across the internet. How that ties into, why are they now reporting that your smart TVs are watching and listening to you and sending back everything you say? So the Meta glasses, Google glasses, a decade ago, all of it. You know, until all this came in the last 20-something years, your TV didn't watch you, you tuned into it. Your phone didn't listen to you, you know, you called on it, and the NSA, you know, supposedly had to get a warrant to get it. Your TV didn't watch you or listen to you, you watched it. It was one way. A Palantir that you got to look into the world and see things they wanted to present you, but still, you could see a lot of things. Now it's two-way. lanthium is a dangerous tool. Certainly is. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to FreedomRx, you have to understand that it's about preserving health and upholding values. Your health, your business, nobody else's. The folks that own this are patriots. They first came to me 4 years ago wanting to do this. I agreed three. They had it built about a year ago. They kept adding to it, but going through all the stuff we went through, I wanted to wait till we had a new operation to launch it with this incredible sponsor. But now it's ready. There's so many incredible things. The very best testosterone, energy, muscle, libido, mood, sexual health, PT-141. Woo, look out. Talk about the true aphrodisiac. Oxytocin protocols for men and women, longevity, recovery, all the good peptides, the NAD, all of them. HIPAA compliant, your health information is 100% protected. They got everything. Go there now, and it supports this broadcast with the best doctors and nurses, the best backbone, the best people. Your health, your business, nobody else's. Go now to freedomrxhealth.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So the West has been extremely welcoming and open, and it is the West that created the initiative of abolition in slavery. It was a Christian ethos, particularly in Protestantism, to build up the Third World. And you saw science, innovation, explosion in all those populations from Asia to Africa to Latin America. And there's been a lot of great, wonderful, smart people that came from there. But we tended to get their best. Well, imagine if we sent our worst to somebody else's country. They wouldn't like that. But that's what the UN, the globalists are doing, sending military-aged men, North Africans, Middle Easterners, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, you name it, where slavery is still legal in these countries, here, and they're giving them full welfare, full everything, and having the left teach them that white people are inherently evil and bad. So it's good that white people aren't being politically correct anymore. It's good that white people aren't being guilted anymore. There may be some overcompensation into people over here saying we love Hitler now, but compared to everyone saying exterminate the whites, they're of the devil, time to get rid of white people, whiteness is a disease, Harvard, CNN, the New York Times. I mean, I can show you thousands of headlines. The overcompensation in the Overton window is healthy. Just because some people overcompensate, it means the most people just got where they now will stand up for themselves. And that will stop the globalist divide and conquer program where they bring in third world populations, hype them up against whites, associate free market, Second Amendment, private property, privacy with whiteness, associate health with whiteness. I played that clip yesterday. The Democrat Socialists of America are all there agreeing. We've got to be unhealthy. We've got to be dysgenic. We've got to be fat. We can't get jobs. We've got to weigh the system down. If we do good, it helps the system. We must destroy ourselves like medical suicide bombers. Unbelievable clip. Tempted to play it again. It's so powerful. But that's what's happening. And then whites are told, you're evil, you're bad. Adopt communism, socialism, anti-white garbage. They're trying to invoke Stockholm syndrome and people just to give up. And the ultimate crime is standing up for yourself and just peacefully blocking buses with illegal aliens that just poured in. They're going to have silver spoons stuck in their mouths and then knives put in their hands to murder, kill, and rape whoever they want. So here I see these constantly. Street preachers beat up, people stabbed. They won't give them aid because they're white. Here's a lady, and you appears you've got some African fighting with, looks like some North African. I've blown up the video. And she's just there yelling for them to stop because they're like off-camera knife fighting. And this looks like North African comes by, leans down and stabs her dog in the chest. And then a bunch of the commenters are like, well, dogs are unclean to Islam, kill them. Or, yeah, that bitch should be wearing a burqa. When I post the video, it's got millions of views. And that's about half the comments were like, oh, I don't see the dog bleeding, you know, stuff like that. And it's like off of 50 yards away and you can't even tell. So it's just like the police. Oh, you're not stabbed, buddy. Just lay there and die. So I mean, that's what Englishmen are for, is so that Sikhs can sheathe their blades in blood. What makes the grass grow? Blood, blood, blood. So let's play this short clip and maybe slow it down one more time. Then I want to go to a military base that's been in the news there, that they're already housing hundreds and hundreds at. Reportedly thousands more are coming. It's right next to a girls' school. And then you notice the police that come out can't even really speak English, and they all basically look like they're Pakistani. What's even happening? City council votes to allow non-citizens to become police in response to white racism and ICE in Connecticut. This is happening all over the country. Oh, we'll just legalize illegals and make them the officials. Non-citizen police officers approved after Dems say ICE invasion sends a message. That's Connecticut. So illegals can vote, illegals will be the police, and then they're the enforcers in these cities where, like, Toronto and places is 90% non-white, and then the whites are all suspect unless you wear rainbow flags, cut your son's penises off, and show all the signs that you've rolled over. It's Stockholm Syndrome. Bring in a group, make them attack you, then bow down, accept their culture with the government running it. It's prison politics. So here's those two clips back to back.
This is the Crown property. You are inside. This is the Crown property. This is England, mate. You can call who you want, mate. This is an aggravated trespass. You are not even in your property. I am the property. They're down at Aria Scum's main gate, and they're going to put 800 illegal immigrants on this site. As you see this bit here, this is where the nursery is.
Just there.
They're coming out now, look.
Could you let me know how many illegal immigrants have moved in next door to the little kids' school?
Please stop recording.
What?
Can you please stop recording?
I'm going to report on the school.
It's a Crown land, you can't record this.
Hey, I can do what I want, mate. It's England.
I'm going to call the police.
You can call who you want, mate.
This is an aggravated trespass.
You are in the property. Can you step out? Get a grip.
You know they're not bonded. You know they're not trained. You know they're not citizens. Bet they're there illegally. But they're instantly legalized outside law. The Air Force base is now ours.
Look at all the contractors down there. Look at all these traitors.
Now you're going to open up again. Right. I can take easy meat, mate. Yes. Look at you all.
Right here. 800 illegal immigrants. Whoa, whoa. Look at that. They're driving on that.
What is going on in here? Why is he driving your back to me like that? Hey.
And so this goes on and on. Let's just stop there. But that's just an example of any hotel or base they go to. It's the illegal aliens running the security, of course. And the police are there to do whatever they say. Now, I want to speak about Islam here at home and someone that's called for Islam to take over every home and basically live under a caliphate. And that's Sneeko, this viral influencer that I never really paid much attention to. And then when he was calling for caliphates and stuff, I said, you know, people like that, I'll be stripped of their citizenship and deported. And he's in with the big Islamic group out of London. We've got Syrian girl who's an expert on these different Islamic groups joining us. We'll talk a little bit about him, but mainly Iran, the big picture. But she wants to talk about him some next hour. And so he contacts us and says, I want you to come on my show. And I said, sure, come on mine today. Will you come on tomorrow? And he said, yes. Told my producer that. And then the next day he just ghosted us and, you know, said that he wasn't going to go on my show and all the rest of this stuff because I tore him up so bad. And so then recently people kept challenging him not to run away. And he said, oh, I agreed to go on, but he said he'd interview my imam first. No, I said, you could have your imam on two against one if you want, but I'm going to get equal time. He goes, oh, no, it's a free-for-all, so they can just talk over me. I said, we're not going to do that. She goes, oh, you've backed out. No, you keep changing the rules of it. So then I talked about it with Nick Fuentes yesterday. He said, why don't we do a three-on-three host of like Patrick Bet-David or somebody? And Chico said, no, that guy's an Israel shill. I'm not going to do that. But you've called it. We're doing three-on-three. And started sending me text messages. And so I sent him text messages saying, I'll do your three-on-three, but that's Nick's idea. You need to first do what you said you do and come debate me on my show. And then he started selectively playing some of these voice messages. This is what I'm driving and stuff. I'm not going to type. And my voice doesn't do voice to print like everybody else's does well because it's kind of an interesting, unusual voice. So I don't really send text to voice to text because it scrambles a lot. So I send people audio memos. And he starts playing them on his show the last few days. So I got an idea that he wasn't even listening to them when he was going to play them on air because I noticed I just so happened to see a clip that had just come out like an hour after I sent it. I said, I bet he's just playing them live on air or, you know, playing them unlistened to, which was true. So he played one that was really embarrassing that went viral, millions of views. And I do say he looks like a monkey, not because he's brown. There's white people look like monkeys. I look kind of like a handsome gorilla. But I mean, that's a real face he made when he's playing the audio message. And I talk about how he's a coward and a little kid for playing people's voice messages on air. And then he makes that literal monkey face that they made that AI image out of the image of what he did. So I hope he airs the messages I sent him this morning because I was very brutal to him. I told him what I think about him. I was working out this morning with Sean Johnson and just reading his text coming into me, you know, in between sets. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and just tell this guy what I really think. I mean, he does look like a monkey, folks. And he then started saying, you backed off, you're scared, you're running. And no, I said, I'll debate you today. What time? And I haven't looked since I'm on the air, but I didn't get a response back. So what he wants to do is run and then say that I'm running when he's on record not coming on this show. And I started thinking about why I'm so angry at him. It's because he's an American, wealthy family. I know people that went to school with him that know him. Rex's co-host knew him well and went to school with him. He's very rich. And was Catholic. And then he literally joins this anti-Team America thing and joins Islam. We've now learned joined a really nasty sect of it over in London. And he wears the nightgowns and, you know, goes into all the Islamic gibbering constantly and makes denials that the Quran says, you know, kill the kafir, kill the infidel, when it says it dozens of times. And he is talking to me like I'm a woman in a burqa in some Muslim hellhole city with open sewers where they're having sex with five-year-olds and marrying eight-year-olds like Muhammad. And he just gaslights and gaslights and gaslights while he's not debating, while he's a coward, while saying, I'm scared to debate him. And he also says, I'm scared to debate his imam. I don't know who the hell this guy is. And then I saw a clip of him and the imam yesterday, and all you hear is not debating skills, but pure arrogance, absolute pure arrogance. I'll play the clip in a moment of, yes, we're defeated. Yes, we're running. Yes, we're scared to go on. The guy that Nick just off the top of his head said we ought to get him in the debate, he doesn't like Nick. And so he said, no, I'm not going to debate alongside Nick. That's not running away. The guy goes and street argues. I've now looked into who he is with the Muslims on the streets of New York and London and places. So that's not running. He didn't refuse to debate these guys. He said, I'm not doing it with Nick because he doesn't like Nick. Nick even said that. He probably won't do it. He doesn't like me. And I don't even know who the guy is. I just looked into him. So that's what we're dealing with here. You know, we got a guy a few years ago that would say, I really am attracted to guys. I like gay porn. And he'll fit in great in Islam as a, they have a term under Islam for it. It's okay to have sex with boys, just not adult men. But if you do, you just say you're sorry to Allah and then it's okay. It's a minor sin. And homosexuality is just absolutely the most rampant in Islam of any other group. And pedophilia, that's why they fit right in with the UK elites that are so pedophilic. I'm not saying Sneeko's a pedophile. I'm saying Islam is a religion of pedophilia. It is not a religion. It is a cult of conquest and global domination in Muhammad's own words. And the whole thing is a battle plan to take over. That's why I stand so firmly against it. And the whole Israel lobby and others constantly trying to ship these folks into the West to destroy us. And the top rabbis admitting that's the plan. So I'm not for those radical rabbis. I'm not for the radical, you know, Orthodox jihadist. I stand against it all. You just keep your Middle Eastern mental illness and sickness over there for yourselves. We're for the West. As Jim Morrison said, the West is the best and it's going to do the rest. So I really abhor him now that I know about him and just fundamentally at a cellular level dislike him. And then I realized he's not just goading me or clowning, trying to get me mad, which I obliged him. I gave him a little bit of controlled anger. I hope he plays those messages today. Let's just say, be a little nastier than what you hear on air. And I'm not one of your slave women in a burqa, bro. Okay? And so that's it. That's the bottom line. Now, there's some Muslims I know that are very learned and very smart and who I respect. Yeah, I've run into a lot of them, talked to a lot of them, and then some live very pious lives and actually are very conservative. But in the main, mixing ancient Islam with modern thug culture and everything has created a really nasty mutation. And you mix it with a rich kid from Connecticut, you get a Sneeko. You know, the Liberace wannabe. Muslim forces won the overall conflict of the Crusades. Yeah, put that back up. As they successfully regained control of the Holy Land and expelled the final Christian Crusaders in 1291. That came after 700 years of Islamic invasion of Europe just to push them back and get the crossroads there at Israel. So that's the reality of this. And so he wants to declare he's going to conquer us. I'm declaring that I know you're at war with us. I know you've joined this. I told the people that know this cult, you're actually in the cult and believe this stuff now. And so, yes, you want an enemy, you want to fight, you got one, pal. So let's go to these. Here I am predicting that Sneeko would leak another private voice message on his show. Sneeko got caught in the act. So go ahead and play that clip first. Here it is.
I'll come to that debate and dominate. And if you want to debate me alone with Patrick Van David, I'll be happy to do that. I'm standing by. Another thing. There's nothing I've said in this that I'm afraid of, everything I've said in this message that I don't want out, except it's creepy to play people's private messages on air. I saw you doing some of that, and whatever. It's a teenager move, and it's not a serious, what a serious person does.
All right. Let's go ahead and play his imam, Muhammad Hajib, is actually his name. Not Durka Durka Majib. And listen to this guy in his British accent. Oh, they're already defeated. They're running. They're scared. And notice the cockroaches just manifest on them. Allah is showing that they're trash with the outfit manifestation. You mean wiping your butt with your hands, open sirs, marrying 7, 8, 9-year-olds, burning your daughters with gasoline if they talk back, not letting women drive cars, throwing homosexuals, if they are public about it, off of buildings. Just all of the infighting and sectarian garbage and just ugliness that comes out of it. Before Muhammad took over the Middle East, the Arabs were cutting-edge science, technology, architecture, and still had slavery and some problems, but so did everybody. But they've gone way downhill with the inbreeding and all the rest of it. It's really, 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 really sad that Pakistanis are like a few percentage points of the UK population and like 80% of the deformities. And low IQs, it's a cursed people, folks. And from that position, their only power is the group, and that we will conquer you with our ignorance and our invincible ignorance. So here he is with his imam. Oh, you're pathetic. You're disgusting. Oh, Alex Jones is a hillbilly. What does he know? Oh, not arguing any facts, or that Muhammad took 30 black men to get superpowers with them placing their semen in his rectum. It actually says that in their holy books. And then he rode 30 black men to get his secret powers. None of them want to debate that. That's why I don't think they want to debate. They're saying, I won't debate them when I'm ready to go. I've accepted all their garbage. I'm just not going to have his imam on first before he comes on. You can have your little imam, your little doll, your little snuggle blanket, you with you, Sneeko. And then there's going to be a timer because I'm not going to have you two talk over me. You get 5 minutes, I get five. I will devastate your ass. I will devastate you. And not just with what's in the Quran, but what Muslims do statistically and what's going on. So that's why he keeps saying he's one and I'm scared to do it and just hoaxing and lying, because that's what these people do. It's all they've got is gaslighting. I'm not some inbred woman that you've been beating, that is in a slave dungeon with roaches all over me. So you talk about we're manifesting roaches on us. Dude, please. My God. You're a disgusting disgrace. Stop wiping your ass with your hands. Holy hell. Yeah, don't have to wipe their ass with the left hand. That's why they don't shake your hand with the left hand or human. You're getting them, This is the holiness of the poop wiping we got going on. So here's his imam.
I mean, the guy is the worst of the worst, the scum. They wouldn't qualify to shine our shoes, really. I mean, if they said, can we shine your shoes and make them sparkling clean and make them nice and like mirrors, they wouldn't be able to do that. They wouldn't qualify. They're so dirty. They've got such horrible track records that why would we want them near us in the first place? But we're making all the sacrifice.
You're right. Did you see there were cockroaches crawling on, I'm not even exaggerating, crawling on Pablo's body during his stream. Last week or something, 2 weeks ago, I'll send you.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it's worse than I'm describing.
Allah shows the physical manifestation of the inner states.
Exactly.
These kind of situations, honestly. And then you've got who's the third one again? Alex Jones is a hillbilly. He's nothing but a redneck hillbilly. I mean, and he's got no knowledge in any field. He's got no skill. He's untalented. He's essentially an untalented goofball, individual American hillbilly who's got nothing to offer. So he's looking at these people saying, this guy knows too much. This guy's, he can beat me up. This guy, I'm not going to get involved with these guys. So all three of them, they know intellectually, physically, in any other respect, they basically have no chance against anyone. They may as well just give up. They may as well just concede. What should do if they want to be honorable, instead of pretending they want to go against us, and they should just come out and say, I'm sorry I mentioned your name, Muhammad Hijab. I'm sorry I mentioned your name, Sneeko.
So that's enough. So all they've got is to call people hillbillies when they literally come from a caveman, Stone Age culture that they're trying to impose on us. And then this guy's probably never been to Texas, doesn't know where the technological center of the world, doesn't understand all this stuff. They hear a voice like this and they think in their arrogance it means a low IQ, that I have this rich, badass Texas accent that's the ultimate panty dropper. I mean, they just have no idea, and they sit there like fools, just arrogantly talking about how they're superior because they're inbred, retarded rats. We'll be right back. Inbred, retarded, homosexual rats. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out of the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial, and this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I advertise in the show post at alexjoneslive.com, and on X Real Alex Jones, and I'm going to give you the secrets of AI and how the master plan works, which I do have, but instead we're talking about the Islamic invasion and SNCO. And I got calls loaded up here. I could go 5 hours on this. I could show you me predicting it decades, and it was already going on. All complete. Computer scientists tracking it. It's exactly as I told you. Because I had a high-level engineer from that worked at the NSA. He didn't tell me that until his son later told me. Literally come and say, you know, the cable boxes in the future, everything's got microphones and then cameras, and here it is. And he gave me the blueprints that were restricted. That's 1997. And the FBI showed up the next day and said, you better watch it. That's the level of this stuff. But you know what? People don't even care about original, hardcore, total proof. You don't want to know what the actual end game is of AI. I know. I mean, a lot of you have pieces of it, big pieces of it, but I mean, I've got all the pieces. But let's just talk about Sneeko instead. No, no. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to finish up with this, give you a nice synopsis on this, and just cut right to the meat and potatoes. And then I am going to... I got so many huge guests. I got Milo on Friday and so much more, but a bunch of other big guests. I'm going to do at least an hour on this the next few days, where I'm going to, with precision, go through the theoretical, the development, the implementation, and then what the end game of the implementation is. And we're now in the first, we're about 30% in my view into the third phase of full implementation. And it is designed to literally scramble and confuse and destroy civilization and then force a remnant to merge with machines just to adapt and survive into full cybernetic merger with the intergalactic communication system is the name of the hive cyborg brain. But I was sitting here before I went on. I went, wait a minute, I should print up all the intergalactic communication system declassified notes, the scientists, the psychiatrists that developed it, the overall theoretical plan. I should go over all that. Decades later, Wired magazine bragging about it. People ask how I know all this stuff, and they go back to me on Joe Rogan like 12 years ago, and they go, it all came true. He's a prophet. How the hell they know? Because they just show like 3-minute clips, or not the 10 minutes before where I said in this article and that article and all the rest of it. We know what it is. It's a new entity. And it is alive because there's billions of us in live time plugged into it, and it's creating an interface of us with the machine. So you can definitely say it's sentient and conscious. Not the AI version we get, but the overall organism itself. Yeah, print that. Devices hidden in cars across the U.S. leaves them vulnerable to hacking and paralysis. Oh, you mean the kill switches the government ordered under law to be put in, but they introduce it to you. Oh, God, there's the remote controls and cameras watching you that just fell in there by accident. And oh, hackers might misuse it. See how they're introducing all this I told you about in 1997? And I was so blessed. I mean, I knew about the Federal Reserve and the New World Order and Zbigniew Brzezinski and their global depopulation plan and the UN Agenda 21, because that was Rio de Janeiro, 1992. But I went on Access TV, and then within a year got a local radio show. Then it got top ratings, went from weekends to weeknights, top ratings, best of Austin. And it went all the way from South Dallas to past San Antonio, and it just blew up huge. And then I thought, I'll get syndicated. I'll call a satellite company and put an ISDN box, and I'll get on WWCR 100,000 watt. And suddenly I was had millions of listeners. And so all of the top people in not just the Ted Gundersons and the Mark Kornkeys and the Randy Weavers and the just everybody, the guy that made America freedom to fascism, Aaron Russo, and the G. Edward Griffins and the General Partons, and they would all come to town and come speak and come on the show, and I'd go to dinner, and I got to, like, I sat at the feet of all the experts from every angle, and Anthony Sutton and Charlotte Iserby, and I mean, I could list hundreds and hundreds of names of just giants. Phyllis Schlafly, Pat Buchanan, and some of the good guy, bad guys, you know, Oliver North, and I got to meet their sons and the son of, you know, the head CIA assassin that ran in Operation Killing Kennedy, E. Howard Hunt. And then I got to meet Stanley Kubrick's protege, his daughter, Vivian Kubrick, who was the only one in the family that actually worked on his films and learned all those secrets that I can't tell you. But it wasn't bad stuff. It was amazing. She told me a bunch of stuff. Now she's like, I'll even bring up her. She goes, so I talk about that. But, so I got all these Kubrick secrets, too, that I know are accurate because I did more research and cross-referenced and found out about a lot of it was already sourced. I could find pieces here and there. But, I mean, I spent tons of time with her. Just, I mean, I love Stanley Kubrick. And I'm not bragging about all this. I am blessed that I have been immersed for 32 years in the brains of the resistance. And before that, both grandfathers were awake. One of my grandmothers was awake. The other one was just so in the Bible. That's all she did. Super smart. Benny Grace Hammond. But old Patty Jones, woo, She had all of Leon Skousen's books and everything else. I mean, she knew what was going on. And then my dad and my uncle and his cousin and all of them who had done a lot of research, and some of them had been on the inside. And so I was just so blessed to just from the day I was born, there were guys sitting around the dining room table drinking coffee and smoking cigars talking about the New World Order. I was hearing about the New World Order when I was 5 years old. I can understand what I was hearing. Long before George Herbert Walker Bush in 1990 gave his New World Order speech. Boy, I already had a master's degree in it. And then I get to hear some arrogant Muslim go, oh, he's a hillbilly. What does he know? He can't even understand us. We're Muslims. We're geniuses. All they have is the arrogance. I hate the arrogance of Ilhan Omar, the arrogance of Mondami, the arrogance of Sadiq Khan. That's all they've got is just this flowing arrogance, their backwardness, and their caveman garbage. Oh, you're a hillbilly because you have a Texas accent. You know, what's your pedigree, guys? What, 1,000 times marrying first cousins? Going back to some dusty village of Stone Age morons? You sit there and talk about pedigrees? You have no idea. And I don't even get into mine because I don't live off laurels. And quite frankly, aristocracy and royalty to me is a little embarrassing. Okay, but I'm directly related to William the Conqueror. Directly related to the old kings of England. My ancestors on both sides, particularly my mother's, invented the stock exchange. The stock systems were critical in setting up the British East India Company. My forebears were at the front lines of the 1776 and the literal conception of Texas a decade before with Andrew Jackson at the Hermitage, and were sent in here to create the Protestant Rebellion plan. Recruited Colonel Travis, raised his son, ran the whole operation. You think that the government's trying to recruit my family on both sides? Because you have no idea who you're dealing with, scumbag. But I don't need to sit up here and say I'm related directly to William the Conqueror, which is a fact. I've done it myself with the support of good patriots in the defense of the West and God's help. So you have your arrogance. You have nothing in your arrogance. I'm not like these people that have royal bloodlines in England that swagger around and act like they're all cool. And I'm so glad I have no connection to the Romanian, nothing's people of Romania and Hungary, but the Romanian, Hungarian, Vlad the Impaler, and the Saxe-Coburg Gothas that have nothing to do with England. Their name's not Windsor. And since King George the First, 300 plus years ago, they have been wrecking and destroying and have bred in with the Rothschilds. And I am very honored and blessed that I don't have any of their blood in my veins. Just take a look at my face and go look at some old oil paintings from the old kings of England. That's where I come from, you stupid jackass. And then we became the Protestants. And then we went to the Netherlands. And then we came to America and we created the country. Both sides of my family on the Mayflower. Who are you now? Yeah, you bet I am the progeny of the vanguard that created this country, created the United States of America, and then that wasn't enough for us. We created Texas, you nothing. And now you want to invade our... All right, I said I'd give you the ad master plan. Let me just do it briefly. There's no point in me showing you 20 years ago saying it all, and now word for word being in the mainstream news. You know what? It doesn't matter. I'm just a hillbilly. These guys are so delusional. I don't even know their psychology. Be like, I'm sure the clips will be, oh, he got hurt. He knows he's a hillbilly. He's a hillbilly. Dumbass. Oh, yeah, my dad was just number one in plan two, recruited by DARPA at 14. Yeah, you're real smart. But you're scary smart there, pal. I'm frightened by it. I guess I should always just speak like this to them and speak about how beautiful they are, how Islam is so advanced, how great you are, just platitudes, imaginary delusions of their success and how everyone else is the kafirs, infidels, scum next to their beauty. Oh, their great power. Oh, it's a self-worship society in a cultural circular firing squad. So here's what it is. They came up at DARPA, the DARPA ARPANET, the idea of the internet. This is all, by the way, public information. And they said that we're going to have master computers and we'll have handheld computers and it'll track everything we do and then it'll direct us with stimuli and then it'll give us new updates. And then soon when the technology gets wireless, they'll be able to beam it directly into our brains and then we will merge with this giant computer global complex. And it'll form a new hive mind organism with this giant silicon brain interfacing with human tissue. And now they're even using brain tissue. They grow in labs even better than the chips. They can do even faster computing and uses a lot less energy. You don't have to have it down at, you know, close to absolute zero. In fact, you don't even have to chill it. And so they literally envisioned all of this because they were being given it. You can either argue through epigenetics that we're not from this planet, we've done it before, and it's embedded in the instincts because it's literally just, we're imagining it. As the Old Testament says, we are made in the image of God, not God, but we are creators. So what we envision with enough time and work, we can build. We've now reached that point of basically being able to do anything. We're approaching that point. We've about to hit the event horizon of that. And so you can either argue that we've already done it, and so that's why it's programmed into us. And we have all these past histories that the unconscious is aware of and the subconscious is aware of, but we can't handle emotionally in the cerebral cortex limited portal of tunnel vision. Or you can argue that it is off-world entities that want to destroy us, giving us sabotage plans to build a system that will actually enslave us and get rid of the species with the promise of immortality for those that sell out to it. But that would have to be imprinted in the epigenetics as well and may have happened before. And then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because it's so detailed with the other information plans that actually work perfectly. And then in a higher dimension, we're able to manifest things here in the third dimension with third dimensional matter. It could be kind of the forbidden planet model where in our higher dimensions, we're actually manifesting these creatures of the id, the demons and the devil. And then that aspect of us is then programming through into our consciousness and manifesting the build out now. But from all my research in the ancients and the physical manifestations of these, those are not, it's not what's happening. Though there is some ancient epigenetic information, we're obviously not from here. That's a piece of it, but the fallen entities or the servants of God that were no longer servants of God, the rebel forces, know that we're actually master builders made closer to image of God than them. And they're jealous of that and need to use us to build this escape system for them because they are marooned here. And at a lot of levels, they also need our biology interfacing with their silicon system to bring that spark of godhood or creativity into them. That's why it's slurping up everything about us and everything we do for its personality and its system. And the entire internet is a tracking control system to be able to predict the future, then control the future, then phase in robots and other systems that make us obsolete, use entertainment, video games, drugs, to then basically get us programmed for euthanasia so we can then be phased out fully. And then the new species of a cybernetic biomechanical system can rise. And that is the post-human world that they are publicly all admitting. When I told you this 30 years ago, people thought I was crazy. Then over the next few decades, they admitted the exact plan. People said, wait, that's exactly what Alex Jones said. Well, it's because I was studying some of their deeper papers and also received downloads from God of the larger master plan and how to counter it. And, you know, I told you those downloads 27, 28 years ago that I wouldn't call it a vision, it's a download, that we would have the success. We would blow up in the New World Order. We'd become the number one show in the world. We'd have a giant effect. and then there'd be counterstrikes, but we were actually preparing humanity for the next big wave to resist tyranny when the really big wave of dehumanization AI comes in. If you think this is bad right now with AI, you're going to look back on this as a very pleasant time in comparison, I'll assure you. But there's a lot of opportunity in this as well. So can we just admit that all the smart devices, all the smart meters, all the phones, all the home assistants, now most of the light bulbs have tiny microphones built into them that are almost microscopic. It's just everywhere. And most of the new cars, by law now, all of them have hidden cameras in them, hidden microphones, kill switches. And so the old stuff's the scientific Atlantic cable box, he said, was the first major device to go into homes everywhere. And when we confirmed it, and they flipped out when we showed it, and then and it creates a text file of everything you say and then sends it back, quote, for advertising purposes, but that's just one level of it. Now they're telling the public, well, it's just hackers could get into the microphones and cameras that are in your TV that we didn't tell you were there. And they go, oh, it's now it's for voice activation, which is now true, but that's just the level of it you're using. The real system is about controlling and tracking everything you do. And then most TVs, most Kinects, most Xboxes, you know, they all have a radar scanner on them so that you can do the, you know, video games where you dance or play the guitar or any of that stuff that tracks your body. That can shoot through multiple layers of a building, even bricks, even can, in a lot of cases, scan the neighbor's house and get clear images of humans. So it's not just watching with a normal view. It has superhuman eyes, superhuman hearing. And it's all being fed back. And here's the big enchilada that nobody ever talks about. No, and I've never seen anybody else say this. The NSA admits that they've been saving everything for at least 15 years with the giant NSA data centers they built all over the country. Texas is one of the headquarters. But they never had enough AI computing to go through all that, prepare that, do reports on that, and create psychological profiles on everyone. They could do it selectively, but not all the data they saved and not in live time. But now, all the data centers, it's going over all the old stuff to then load it with the new stuff to then have an even bigger psychological database on you, not to keep from doing bad things, but to figure out how to get to you, how to manipulate you, how to control you into the future, and then how to slowly, incrementally sabotage you and seduce you with AI avatars and manipulations, or how to seduce and manipulate your family, and how at levels that we can't even really comprehend in the economy, you hear where you go in and you're one, and you got one amount of money or did one thing, you know, the companies are charging you more or less, or if you have cookies on your computer and you go to one of the travel websites and you're willing to spend more money, it'll give you higher prices. That's child's play compared to all of this. So this is total psychological warfare on PCP. Absolutely demonic to the next level. And it is meant to incrementally shut down society, shut down your life, make you obsolete, get rid of farmers, get rid of driving your own cars, get rid of construction workers, get rid of teachers, and then turn your families all against you, program women to murder their children. All of this is going on. They don't have to overtly tell women kill their kids. It's thousands of different ways they hit them with different messages and subliminal messages and things that position them feeling sorry for themselves and life is unbearable. Then once they get a few women killing their kids, they hype that up to be the subliminal and overt programming of it. That's just one example. And school shootings and all the rest of it are examples of this as well. They know directly when they pump all this out and the way they sell it, the way they do it, it will create exponentially more of it to what? Break down and sabotage society. Then you ship in tons of Muslims, you ship in third world populations, you tell them whites are evil, turn everybody against each other, you destroy the means of production, you get people on universal basic incomes, you tell them it's cool to not have a job, to be self-destructive, and then society all falls apart. Your smart toilets are spying on you, your vibrators are spying on you. Anything smart is a spy. You're like, well, I have nothing to hide. Why do you lock your door at night? It's not that you have something to hide. It's that there are people that want to do you harm. And so this has all been done as an anti-human assault to end you as a species and to use you as flesh, silicon, alternative. You are literally nothing but a flesh farm for their computing systems, and they want your art, your culture, your literature, and your personality. And you could say the whole planet's like brewing beer in your garage, that, you know, this was set up and done, and this is actually the time acceleration of things, you know, with these creatures, it's just time travel. And this was just, we're dumped out. We build this. We go through our embryonic process. We build up. Then we're programmed to build this. And then they don't do the work. They just come back and this whole thing's set up and ready for them. I mean, that's one way of looking at it. As Elon says, we're the boot system, the up boot system for a new species. All right. I said I'd go to your calls. We have Syrian Girl coming up. She's going to understand. I know she's in Australia. I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to just put the calls back up. I said I only get 5 or 6, because I just want to get a few calls in here, because I need to do more calls. And I'm just going to jam in some real quick calls from Andrew, Presley, Austin, Sean, and Zach. We should be able to get to her by about 10 after or so. But start your engines. I'm going to come back to you here in just a moment. But we have this new product that I'm so excited about, and that's Bovine Organ Complex. We asked listeners in a survey, I guess like 6 months ago, what do you want? This was the biggest thing, is bovine organ complex. And I knew about bovine organ concentrates and things like the spleen and stuff, how much energy it gives you. People love it. Athletes take it, all the rest of it. Turns out a bunch of the crews, which is a lot of the crew, are really into it. So this is something you want. This is a super high quality one. The biggest thing it has is heme iron, that is an organic-based created iron that's only in organ tissues of things like cows. When they're grass-fed, it's much stronger and better. And a regular iron can be toxic, and it isn't really good for you overall, the doses they give you. I know about this heme iron from reading about it. But heme iron is super good and when the type your body really needs. So get your heme iron and everything else you need with Bovine Organ Complex, Bovine Heart Powder Concentrate, Bovine Kidney Powder Concentrate, Beef Liver Power Concentrate, Bovine Pancreas Powder Concentrate, Bovine Spleen Powder Concentrate, all 600 milligrams per ingredient. This is a really strong organ complex product. Normally $59.95, is $39.99. For this high-quality private label, they sell this for stores all day for $50. You're getting a good deal on this at $39.99. Also, every order, this is insane. This is going to end soon. It's a free bottle of one of our bestsellers, Irish Sea Moss. Absolutely free. I should have pointed that out last hour, that sale's still going. So you get this for $39 and another $39 value. The Irish Sea Moss gummies, it's 93 vitamins, minerals, trace elements, and bioavailable special type of iodine, like the heme iron is bioavailable special type. Same thing with what's in the Irish Sea Moss, a bioavailable, very special type of iodine that's in the Irish Sea Moss. And just taking two of the Irish Sea Moss gummies is equivalent to like a whole giant 40-gram bowl of them. And it's just over-the-top good. Take action now. Check out the new product and get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss. That deal is just too insanely good at thealexjonesstore.com. The reason we're staying on the air. Get a t-shirt. Get some ethylene blue water on the site. We can't do it without you. We'll be back with your call. Stay with us. We're in war mode here at alexjoneslive.com. We are taking to the globalists on every front. We are exposing the next pandemic. We're fighting these illegal wars. We're having huge success. That's because of you out there, our backers, who are just as important as I am. And I get constant emails and text messages on the street. How do we support? And I go to thealexjonesstore.com, get great supplements, get great t-shirts, spread the word. A lot of people say, I want to make a donation. So at thealexjonesstore.com, there's a big button at the top. You can make a straight pledge to support the broadcast right now. You can also text to a number and make a donation. And then 100% of what you donate goes into this fight to hire more crew, more reporters, more hosts. We want to be bigger than InfoWars ever was at AlexJonesLive.com. You know I'm never going to stop, but you've got to amplify what myself and the team are doing. So you can make a pledge to keep us in this fight at TheAlexJonesStore.com, or you can text PLEDGE, P-L-E-D-G-E, to 342581. That's PLEDGE to 342581. We'll send you a link where you can contribute directly. $25, $50, $100, whatever you can do helps keep the operation going and literally strikes death blows at the New World Order. So if you believe in what we're doing and you want to stand with us and amplify what we're doing, text PLEDGE to 342581 right now. We are fighting harder than ever. We are committed. We have a long record of having the most devastating victories against the globalists. We want to do things greater than we've ever done, but we can't do it without you. You are part of this family in this fight. I salute you for your support, and I'm asking those of you that really want to support, who've asked how you can support, to go right now on your phone and text PLEDGE to 342581 and get in this fight more than ever. Get that link and take action now with your pledge. Thank you so much for your support.
What's that on your chest, mister?
It's a pledge pin, sir.
A pledge pin!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Carolina, thanks for holding while I was babbling. Presley, welcome. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is basically all to tokenize the whole planet down to every blade of grass. And because you can't patent something that's designed in nature by God, so that's why they have to create all this lab-grown meat, tissues, organs, all the pharmaceuticals. And that was the big reason for the COVID-19 vaccination, I think, because it alters your DNA and it hijacks your divine spark. So I think it's a nefarious plan to, at the end game of all this, is to keep you from, when you leave your mortal coil, go to the next heavenly realm.
Absolutely. They're trying to spiritually hack us and cut us off from God, the pineal gland, the fluoride, all of it. There's an excellent report, and it's old news, but they officially declassified, that the Pentagon, under an Obama project, ran the entire COVID-19 attack, knew the shots would kill us, knew what the virus was. I'll get to this later if we have time, but a really important report, because now the documents are public, exactly what Dr. Francis Boyle said in January and February of 2020 on this show. He would know. He was the head UN war crimes prosecutor, and he wrote the U.S. chemical and biological weapons laws, and took the special Henry Kissinger global government PhD. They only give one out a year of. And he laid it all out. Too bad he died a year and a half ago. What an incredible person.
Yeah. It's basically, this is what I'd call digital colonialism. And the only way to opt out of this is get back to nature and go as analog as you can. The best Hollywood example I've seen of this is the TV show HBO did several years ago called Westworld. They really get into the meat and potatoes of this in season 3, but it is exactly this plan laid out. Because people, you know, they love seeing a Hollywood example for it to be real to them.
You know, you're an excellent caller. All the callers are incredible. You bring up points that I should have brought up. I don't have time to watch a lot of science fiction, though I like it. And I see all the comments on X. People are like, oh, I saw this on that show or this show. Yeah, and I was talking about it 30 years ago because it was in the documents. The reason that's important, not I said it first. I didn't. I said it first on a wide scale to a lot of people. It's that now they're showing it to everybody in movies and TV because they're now rolling it out. We're now going into the operational phase. You agree with that?
Oh, totally. Well, you know, it's revelation of the method. That's basically what the Hollywood stuff is all about. And to kind of go back to another point you made earlier, I mean, the video game industry is like 20 times larger and more profitable than Hollywood at this point. So, I mean, they're funneling everybody right down to the slaughterhouse the way they want to.
Yeah, I see the boil downs. I never really have time to play video games. Every once in a while, I go to the old arcade style deals because it's nostalgic. Maybe like every couple of months, I'll take my 9-year-old to that. She likes it, the old games, but we don't really play video games at the house. But yeah, I see the write ups and the trailers for the new games, and it's like what they're planning. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. But yeah, I mean, you could do a whole week of shows on just this one topic. But I mean, they've been collecting everybody's data since probably the 70s, like really hardcore, because what was it, in the early 2000s, there was that AT&T worker, he found the closet like somewhere in some building where they had a huge data center, they were collecting everybody's phone calls.
Yeah, that was in San Francisco. There was a whole floor,
right,
that was, but had one entrance, that was an NSA base, and everything was going through it.
Yeah, and I remember I read a book when I was young in 97, and it said at that time the NSA was 7 times larger than the FBI and CIA combined. So just imagine how god-awful it is now. But appreciate your work, man. God bless. Have a great rest of your day.
Incredible caller. Thank you, Presley. But he's got a southern accent, so he's stupid, according to the Muslims. Again, we're not coping when we say that. It's you that copes with your moron idiocy. Everything's moving to the south. All the innovation's here, and we've got the best people. Not bashing the rest of the country, but everybody knows it. And you dumbasses don't understand that a country boy can survive. So we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and we can do a lot more, and you're going to see. We'll be right back. Crusades 2.0 are coming at you. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to FreedomRx, you have to understand that it's about preserving health and upholding values. Your health, your business, nobody else's. The folks that own this are patriots. They first came to me 4 years ago wanting to do this. I agreed 3. They had it built about a year ago. They kept adding to it, but going through all the stuff we went through, I wanted to wait till we had a new operation to launch it with this incredible sponsor. But now it's ready. There are so many incredible things. The very best testosterone, energy, muscle, libido, mood, sexual health, PT-141. Woo, look out. Talk about the true aphrodisiac. Oxytocin protocols for men and women, longevity, recovery, all the good peptides, the NAD, all of them. HIPAA compliant, your health information is 100% protected. They got everything. Go there now, and it supports this broadcast with the best doctors and nurses, the best backbone, the best people. Your health, your business, nobody else's. Go now to freedomrxhealth.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Out on the streets, that's where we meet. You make the night, I always cross the line.
We're going to go back to your calls when our guest leaves us. I really appreciate you calling in on the AI takeover and what it's really all about. We had an incredible caller last segment. But I want to go to Maram Soussli, who comes from a very prominent family that was in the opposition to the Assads in Syria. And then they were driven out of the country. But she, even though she didn't like the Assad, she exposed the fact that they were planning to take over the country with the globalists, Israel, Turkey, and break it into a bunch of pieces and persecute the minorities, which has now happened. So the last Ba'athist government obviously fell a little over 2 years ago. They put the former Al-Qaeda head in charge. And she has, better than pretty much anybody out there, predicted the Greater Israel Project, which they denied before. Now they admit the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee, says that Israel is going to take everything. And now Israel is openly with the NDA trying to take over the U.S. military and intelligence. Obviously, oil's up over 100. We saw ships getting blown up by the U.S., so Iran blew up a bunch of ships. They reportedly, and from my sources it's true, hit U.S. ships. They're rolling out their more advanced missiles they told the U.S. that they had. Almost all of our bases have either been destroyed or heavily damaged. This is really spiraling out of control. The IRGC says smart submarine operated by U.S. seized in Hormuz. They released images of that. We've got an article she sent me out of Defense News. The devastation of NSA Bahrain is a national security warning. They've taken out our billion-dollar radars. We only have 6 of them in the world. They took out 2 there. So that's why a lot of the missile defense systems aren't working, not just that they're running out of the missiles. So Iran has won a strategic victory. But will Trump and others double down, or will they get an off-ramp? Will Iran let them have an off-ramp? Iran's already getting what it wants, U.S. bases pulling back to Israel. They've announced that they're not going to rebuild those. So this is a disaster for the United States. Israel has said, and their finance minister, that this is, they knew that they wouldn't fall. They want chaos in the region, so they have a smokescreen for the Greater Israel Project. Very cold-blooded. Trump has soured on Netanyahu, who's running for re-election. But because the Israel lobby is so powerful, he's not opposing their attempt to take over the military and intelligence via the NDAA Section 219. So Syrian girl, at Partisan Girl on X, Telegram, Syrian girl partisan, thank you so much. I've been interviewing you. It's got to be for 17 years since the right before the decades-long operation against Syria went into high gear, and now Israel says they want Turkey and they want Egypt, forcing them into a nuclear umbrella defense deal with nuclear Pakistan. So we need a crusade against the globalists. We need a crusade, a jihad against the globalists, against the AI tech lords, against Zionist supremacist movements, and against the a lot of the Islamic groups you point out they're funding and controlling. I know there are a lot of people that have Muslim background who are aware of this and are been warning of it. So I want to be clear when I say I want a crusade. It's a cultural crusade. Call it a jihad, whatever you want, against all these forms of tyranny. But I really respect you. You're also a scientist. We should add that. So thank you. Kind of give us your synopsis wherever you want to go first. But things are moving very quickly. And quite frankly, Israel can put a good face on this and say, great, this is the best thing. Our enemies are fighting each other, as Smotrich said. But at the end of the day, this won't go well for Israel down the road. They're the most hated country in the world. They now have Pakistan putting folks under a nuclear umbrella. Iran has clearly won the war. It's good to have you here. I really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure and an honor to be here. And I appreciate that. I think I first came on your show was in 2012. It's coming up 14 years, I think. So wow. It's crazy how time flies. And we were facing exactly what we predicted we would face. I guess the most important thing we can talk about is the Iran war. And then we can maybe talk about so those groups that you were talking about before, that the Wahhabi Islamist groups as well. So, yeah, $100 a barrel since yesterday. So people will be paying for the Iran war, as we said they would, through hyperinflation. And the Iranians say they're not going to open the Hormuz until Israel stops bombing Lebanon, until there's like a proper deal. And the Israelis just don't want to do that. Like you said, they are now having their sights set on Turkey and then Egypt. So, you know, people might think General Wesley Clark said 7 countries in 5 years. And that I think Iran was the last country on that list. So people maybe thought, oh, the Iran war will be the last one and we don't have to go any further. But in fact, it is not because by its very nature, the Zionist ideology has to spread and expand its territorial control, Luftstrom, as the Germans would call it. And they are intent on making sure that the only country in the region that has any sort of stability or strength. And so if Turkey looks like it's now the next big country that can have influence, then they're gonna target that next. It's quite obvious.
Absolutely. And what's crazy, I remember you a few years ago saying if they take down Iran, next will be Turkey and Egypt. And I know that's in their doctrine, but then they started having the Israel first people in the Knesset, the Likudniks, start saying it about a year ago. And then Netanyahu, as you know, on Fox twice a month ago and all over Israeli TV said that Turkey's next, the largest conventional military in the Middle East, a member of NATO. I mean, I've talked to a lot of military officers, you know, infantry colonels, you name it. They say Turkey's military's got its act together. And look what they did to Assad. Very vicious, very large. I mean, that's a lot. Israel wants to bite off more than they can chew. Now that Pakistan says they're giving Turkey nuclear air cover, Israel can't take on Pakistan and Turkey. Just can't do it. It's insane.
Well, they're going to expect the Americans to do it. And I would imagine that this will be probably like a precursor to that will be the breakup of NATO after they've finished off Europe, essentially, with the Ukraine war. So the reason why all those years ago we predicted like Turkey would eventually be next is we could see in the policy papers that they intended to arm the Kurds and create an insurrection, not just in Iraq, Syria, and now Iran, but eventually Turkey too. Like that's actually always been in the plans. The Turks, you know, they did help destroy Assad. They did basically take on the role of Iran inside Syria. And now they're essentially bordering Israel. If you were to take Syria as being completely under Turkish occupation, the north certainly is. But they're just impotent.
By the way,
when it comes to
Israel. I defer to your expertise. Believe me, are you saying you don't believe Turkey took part in the takedown of Assad? Because I know they grabbed a bunch of land.
No, I said that they absolutely did.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Yes, sorry. No, if I was misheard, I hope the microphone is doing well.
Believe me, I know it's the middle of the night. They're doing a great job.
Yeah, thank you very much. No, absolutely. Turkey was instrumental. It was probably the country that was most intent on taking down Assad, and they allowed all the terrorists from all over the world to descend upon Turkey and cross the border from Turkey to Syria. It was the meeting hub for all of ISIS and Al-Qaeda in the world. That was Turkey. And the Turks, they currently occupy the north of Syria. And, you know, I don't even know if they realized that it would come to eventually cause them to have friction with Israel, because Israel doesn't, like, they probably thought that they could get some sort of normalization or peace deal with Israel. What they didn't realize is Israel does not want peace. It just wants land. And the Turks are in the way of that. So that's why they're next, essentially. And the Turks are sort of inept in handling the situation, because they spent 14 years of the Syrian war, and I have like multiple records of this, destroying Syrian air defenses. And now, because there are no more Syrian air defenses, the last of them were taken out after Assad fell. The Turks have been trying to bring in air defense batteries into the country, which are subsequently bombed by Israel immediately. Just 2 hours ago, the Israelis have been bombing Syria. So in spite of all of the, the normalization and peace attempts by the former Al-Qaeda, we're going to call him former Al-Qaeda, Jolani, towards Israel, they're still bombing. So that goes to show you that peace was never really their agenda. But I wanted to bring up, I'll let you decide what we talk about, because we have so much to talk about.
I just didn't want to get in the way of all the gravitas you've got. What is Israel's next move? You agree with me that they're getting their short-term victories, but the whole world's turning against them. The U.S. is pulling back. They can see even in the short term, even boomers now that were pro-Israel are about to cross the line to being overall anti-Israel. And Netanyahu needs to stay in power to cover up him standing down on October 7th. And now even the Israeli newspapers are suddenly all running the fact that he indeed did order a stand down, something that came out days after. So I see some good opposition there. Is there any way to ever reform Israel, like with a Yitzhak Rabin or something, with somebody more reasonable? Because I don't have some innate hatred of Israel. I understand the way it was set up and did things, killed a bunch of people, was terroristic, and the Rothschilds and the Balfour Declaration, all that. My point is, they're a nuclear power. They're there. Not everybody over there, I'm saying, is bad. I wish they could do a two-state solution, but Israel created Hamas to make sure radicals were in so no deal could be ever made. They bragged in their newspapers about it. And whenever I bring it up to a Christian Zionist or a Zionist, they just say I'm lying about it. You had under Netanyahu for 26 years, the doubling and quadrupling of secret funding to Hamas. When they blame Qatar for it, they just released the secret agreements and documents, and Netanyahu admitted he asked them to do it to cover it up for him. So, I mean, there's got to be a way to reform Israel and derail this insanity, A, for everybody, but also down the road, this is a Pyrrhic victory. Anybody that studies this knows the U.S. is not, in the end of the day, going to go to war with Turkey and nuclear Pakistan. That is nuclear war. It's insane. You already see the U.S. starting to pull back. U.S. intelligence groups, saying 3 months ago that Israel's the number one threat to America, the Defense Intelligence Agency. That's not, KKK guys in a trailer. I mean, this is real. And so, if I was around in 1939, I'd say Hitler's getting ready to invade and take over, and it's going to end bad for the Germans. I the closest parallels I see to the Nazis, quite frankly, Israel right now. I'm just saying.
Well, you mentioned Yitzhak Rabin, and he was the prime minister that signed the Oslo Accords, and the Israelis themselves assassinated him because they didn't want peace. I mean, he signed a peace treaty for a two-state solution, then he was shot and killed by the Israelis themselves. So I guess what I'm trying to say with that is that even if Netanyahu was taken out of the picture, I don't believe that Israeli society itself wants peace. Because at its core, there is an ISIS-like mentality. You wouldn't reform ISIS, because the basis of the Islamic State in Syria is this notion that they have to go to war with 63 countries, I believe it was, in order to spark the end of the world. And unfortunately, that same ideology dominates Zionism and Israel. The intent of the people that run the show of Israel is to make prophecy happen so that the Messiah will come down. Like, that is their objective. And therefore, peace is not seen as a priority in that. Also, the way that Israel and Palestine was divided by the UN made it virtually impossible to create a two-state solution. They gave all the coast to the Jewish population, but then the West Bank has all the water. And then you have like hundreds of thousands of Jewish settlers in the West Bank. And of course, you have 2 million Palestinians within the 1948 borders of Israel. So even though there's these like UN-drawn theoretical borders, they really don't
exist. Let's pull up a map of Israel today and quote Palestine. It's been both, folks. It's been Israel. It's been Palestine. It would have been smarter just to like, what, slice it in half instead of slicing it down the middle, right? Not from top to bottom. You would have sliced it in half.
Well, I wouldn't have sliced it at all. I would have kept it the way it was, which was a part of Syria. But that's, you know, if I intended to not have like a bloodbath for 100 years, I wouldn't have cut it at all.
Under Syria, most of the time,
they cut it into four parts.
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, under Syrian, under most of Syrian rule, everybody was left alone and got along pretty much.
Well, yeah, like in 1920, when Syria declared independence, Palestine was included in that Syria. But I would like you to check if your producers can bring up a map of the original UN partition plan. You'll see that they kind of divided it into four parts. And it's just like whoever made that just knew that it was a recipe for war, essentially.
Well, the British later admitted when they created the modern Middle Eastern maps, they drew them to make everybody fight with each other.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I don't think there's other examples of this throughout the world, Armenia and Azerbaijan. We can get into that for a long period of time. But I guess the point is that, yes, there it is, four parts. You know, I think that this, to me, is just not, it's not a fixable problem with a two-state solution. I'm not a believer in a two-state solution. I think a one-state solution is probably inevitable. Like I said, all of that West Bank area is where all of the mountainous highlands are. So that's where the water is. And that's where all the Israeli settlers are going into. And then you have the coastal region, of course, that, you know, is needed for trade. It's not an area that's designed to be divided. And that's why the Israelis are intent on ethnic cleansing and genocide, because they have their eyes set on those territories.
Well, they denied it forever. They denied it forever, as you know. But now Ben-Gavir and all of them say they want most of Lebanon and big parts of Syria. And Trump's saying, no, you can't have it. And they're just ignoring him. What do you make of that?
Well, they believe it's their right by their religious doctrine, the same way that ISIS believed that Syria belonged to them by their religious doctrine. And they are they think that God is on their side, and they're basically think that I think it's the devil. But nevertheless, they want to be the big bad in the area. And that means that they want to take over the Sinai Desert again as well. Like, they have their eyes still set on the Suez Canal and all of those waterways. And that is just, you are in for another 100 years of war if this continues. So in my opinion, the idea of reforming Israel is, you know, it's not something that's actually achievable. I think what needs to happen is, a sort of, the ideology of Zionism needs to be broken. The same way that the ideology of ISIS needed to be broken when they were defeated in 2016.
By the way, you know the CIA created ISIS. That's on record.
Oh, of course. Yes. Do you remember the first video that you asked me to come on this show talking about was an interview I did with a YouTuber called 108 Morris, 108, where it was titled Al Qaeda is El Cieda. And that was the very first interview you and I did. That was what it was about.
You know, I know three different highly decorated Army Special Operations guys who separately didn't know that I, you know, knew all three of them that over the years told me, and some of them are pretty famous, that they literally went and created ISIS. They weren't told what it was, but they trained them for over like a year. That's what Green Berets do. And then they turned them loose, gave them all the weapons, and then suddenly they were ISIS. And what's crazy about Doge and all that was that last year all that came out, but nothing was done. Billions from Lindsey Graham and billions from John McCain through the State Department and USAID to literally create ISIS. Go ahead.
Jake Sullivan in the Hillary Clinton leaks, he said it. Al-Qaeda is on our side in Syria. You had, you know, the Mujahideen in Afghanistan that were armed. Osama bin Laden emerged from that. You know, his ties to the Saudi royal family, like, they're all out in the open. You know, you have... Israel giving medical aid to Al-Qaeda on the Golan Heights border. They openly said that they were giving weapons to the rebels as well. When the U.S. was giving weapons to the moderate rebels, one of the moderate rebel groups, which was called Al-Zinki, beheaded a 12-year-old boy in Aleppo. And that group is now under the umbrella group of Jolani, which is HTS. So, and
yeah,
Jolani,
he even changed
course,
his name. For people that don't know, Jolani was basically the de facto leader of Al-Qaeda. They don't deny it. He changed his name, put away the green fatigues, and put on a fancy New York suit. And now Trump meets with him. They all see how great he is. So I love how we were all liars for saying this for decades. It was all true. And now it's completely admitted. The people just say, just get over it. And, you know, at least he's our Al-Qaeda now. Well, they were always our Al-Qaeda.
Exactly. And we were called conspiracy theorists. Now, I'm going to give your producer some extra information about Wahhabi Islam and its ties to MI6 and MI5. Because there were cases like with Muazzam Big, where MI5 allowed these Wahhabi terrorists who are not from Syria, like they're from Pakistan, Bangladesh, Egypt, Iraq, you name it, to go from the UK into Syria, and they allowed it to happen. They even allowed them to take ISIS brides, 15-year-old girls with them. This is all on record, okay? This was the British intelligence behavior. And they have a long history with working with Wahhabis. Now, I want to mention Wahhabis a bit more because I think that you may have encountered some of these individuals that were basically on the side of Al-Qaeda in the Syrian civil war. You would have Dili Hussein, Hassan Shilbi, Muhammad Hijab. Those three individuals are 100% part of that MI5, MI6 push to overthrow Assad on behalf of the CIA and Israel. They have a doctrine called Wahhabism, which is like the ISIS version of Islam. It's not the mainstream. And unfortunately, they do have a lot of influence, and they do have influence over innocent, otherwise, pure-hearted people that may not understand who they're dealing with.
Are you talking about Sneeko?
I don't want to name names, but I do believe that Sneeko is a very, honest person in his heart. I would say he's found something that has given him salvation from a former life of degeneracy.
Well, see, I didn't realize when he said, I want you to debate.
Very cynical views.
Sure. When he said, I want you to debate my imam, and then I'm scared. I didn't know who this guy was. So that's one of the names you just listed. So that was the guy that I played earlier.
Which name? Muhammad Hijab?
Yeah, yeah.
Hassan Shilbi?
No, it was that one. It was the Muhammad
Hijab.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Muhammad Hijab has been on record saying that Assad is worse than Netanyahu. So if Assad is worse than Netanyahu, that means that he believes he himself, as an Egyptian living in the UK, is somehow more of a victim than the children of Gaza, right? Like, in their minds, they have this victim complex. It's very similar to some of these Zionists that freak out and cry victim, where they are the ones that were assaulted by the Al-Qaeda attack on Syria. Even though the number of children that have died in Gaza are, in the 20,000s, far more than in the Syrian war, 20,000 plus, they're still bringing up the bodies from the ground. And the Israelis are bulldozing the concrete, so some of those bodies can never be found. Unfortunately, these people, and it's not just him, Hassan Shilbi as well, he also said that Netanyahu is worse than Assad. I really do think, Sneeko is new to Islam, and he has some good influences, and I am very, very cynical of these individuals. They're linked to an organization called Five Pillars, which works in the UK. And they are basically the philosophical, clean version or ideological clean version of Al-Qaeda, because they support the same Wahhabist doctrine that Al-Qaeda
does. It's well known those groups are heavily in bed with MI6.
Yes, I've just sent your producer some of the evidence of that.
Isn't that a surprise? What Monkey Boy's involved in. We'll be right back. Stay right there, Siri Girl. I want to make a massive announcement right now, and I'm so blown away by this. This is the most exciting thing, quote, supplement-wise, I've ever done in decades in my career, in my research. Okay? Now, decades ago, we looked at selling you methylene blue. The problem is you couldn't get pharmaceutical grade. It was something nobody knew about. Now, because the world's awakened to it, there's a bunch of pharmaceutical grade makers of it. My doctor's medical doctor at clinics all over the state said, you need to get on methylene blue, told me how to buy it online, said, be sure and get USP, which means pharmaceutical grade. I take it here and there. Feels like you're plugged into electricity. It gives you really clean energy. And I thought, yeah, this is great. You know, Robert Kennedy Jr. is the HHS head. He talks about how great it is. He takes a whole bunch of it. So we've had the new methylene blue in, now available at the alexjonesstore.com for about a week. And I already have mine. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it's all USP. I'm sure it's great. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'll remember to take, you know, mine, which is another brand my doctor recommended. And then yesterday at about 3 o'clock, I'm watching him shoot B-roll for our new methylene blue. That's from one of the top makers in the United States that supplies the big box stores that have it and sell it for $10 more than we do. It's a big bottle too. Ultra Methylene Blue, the highest grade strength USP. I take a dropper and put it in my iced tea. I drink it. And I'm not a placebo guy. I'm like, okay, I'm taking methylene blue before I figure out, the one my doctor told me to get, I'm sure, we'll see if it's as good. 15 minutes later, I feel my hair on my body standing up, and I feel actually an electric current through my fingers, in my hands, and running up my back. And I'll be honest, start itching, and I go take my shirt off and look at the mirror because I'm itching, and my skin wasn't like hives. It wasn't a rash. My skin turned red. Not bright red, but red. I already got, I tan easily. It's a little bit of Native American in me, so I've always got a little bit of a tan anyways. Even if I'm not getting any sun, I'm still a little bit of a tan. But it was like, I was like glowing. I was like, what the? And Chase guy was like, yeah. And he looks like a mad scientist. I'm like, I've been taking a lot of it. His hair is like, ah. And I'm like, okay. And then I swear on my children, okay? Do not take the full dose, because I drank half the glass, put it down, was busy, forgot to drink the rest, and didn't drink the other half. I was still sitting there this morning, because I'm sitting around here doing work when I drank it. And it's insane. So it would take hours to go into why it's so amazing. And later in the broadcast, I'll cover the big news. I'm gonna go over it, but it is just beyond spectacular. And by the way, we're gonna have one that comes out that isn't flavored. The guys thought it was great. It's all natural, organic. You know, it's just pure vanilla and mint from the mint plant, oil, essential oil in it. So it doesn't taste bad. It actually tastes good. This is the purest, strongest, and the only one out there that has natural, delicious flavoring in it. We got the best methylene blue, hands down. I was already told it was the top firm that supplies the medical centers. Where it's not prescription, but doctors everywhere have been telling people to get on it for years. And there was so many attacks and systems on it. I just we're a big target on it. But as soon as HHS came out, had endorsed it and all this stuff, and it's everywhere now, I'm like, okay, get us the best. And we got it. And boy, I tell you, if we can get enough of it, it's going to solve our issues. Funding, will it be able to expand? A third of what we got just sold out in the last hour. So I had a feeling about this because I told you what it did, and that's all true. So I've taken other methylene blue and it had a good effect. This other stuff that says it's USP, that means pharmaceutical grade, must not be. This is unbelievable. Get your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com while you can.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
For a full hour soon. I'm going to get you out here in about 10 minutes. I'm going to take some calls of Jesse Beltran with big breaking news on the rollout of AI, mind control, drones, satellites, all of it's going to be in studio with me. But I really appreciate your time. You've got the floor here, okay? because I diverted off into Israel and can it be fixed or where do you see it going? Finish up on this point, then I want you to get into the Iran situation. That's really why you're here, and I apologize for diverting. How do you see gut
That's
level?
That's okay.
Gut level, thank you. Gut level, how do you see Israel ending? Because I think if Zionism gets totally broken, and it's happening, and the whole world turns against it, I think Israel will have a Masada moment, where Masada comes from, like the zealots up on that mountain, and they'll all just basically commit suicide, but do it with nuclear missiles and take us with them, which is the Samson option. A few minutes on that, and people need to be aware that's the mainline view in Israel. And even Netanyahu said in the last few months, he said, we need wars. It's good to have a war to unify us and radicalize us so we're stronger. I mean, this is really Hitlerian type stuff. And I want it diffused. I don't hate Israel. I don't want to get Israel. I'm not, you know, into this whole thing, as people know, but they're making themselves front and center doing this. So it's got to be opposed. And then let's get into Iran. And clearly they've won strategically. What's going to come out of that? The latest developments, what you're hearing from all your sources in the Middle East.
Thank you very much. So to basically fire consecutively, the Israelis have a doctrine called the Samson option, where if it looks like they're falling, they're going to nuke everyone. I think the first step towards that not happening is a mutually assured destruction, so that they have to have some sort of answer to that, in the form of another country having nukes. If they're the only ones that have the nukes, then they're going to be able to nuke as many people as they want. But if they see that if they use a nuke, they're going to be nuked, perhaps that's going to give them a reason to hesitate. Now, to finish off on the Dili Hussein Mohammed hijab business, I think, it's not an opportune moment for Christians and Muslims to be fighting amongst each other. That would definitely benefit Israel. I think that the Zionists would be very happy with that. And it's interesting that certain individuals like Dili Hussein and Mohammed Hijab are doing this at this time, because they seem to always support whatever Israel wants, including the overthrow of Assad. And on top of which, you know, I don't think it's outlandish for any religion to want to spread. That's what they're designed to do. Like they want to evangelize, except for, you know, Judaism. They kind of want to essentially just be exclusive. But I think what Muslims and Christians can agree on is that Jesus is the Messiah. Okay. And we can just, maybe leave it to when there isn't a genocide and a global war happening, where the US is being roped into attacking Iran, for such ideological discussions to happen. But that's just my opinion. I just feel that something is odd about these things happening right now. Another thing that's odd is the president of Syria now, that used to be Al-Qaeda, he was released from prison in Syria on the month that the Syrian revolution happened. Sorry, he was released in prison in Iraq, where he was being held by the US and Iraq as an Al-Qaeda terrorist. But for some reason, they released him the same day, March 2011. This is Jolani I'm talking about. They released him from prison the day the so-called revolution began. You'll see there on your screen, spread of Wahhabism was done by the UK. Now on to Iran. Sorry, I'm doing rapid fire.
Oh, no, we got enough time. We got plenty of time here. Just hold on. What an admission by the prince, because from what I've seen, and I'm not a Saudi Arabian defender by any means, but I study things and actually watch their news and talk to people. It looks like he's had his own problems. He has been pulling back. They've actually been arresting a lot of these people. They had that purge 8 years ago. And he's then publicly saying, hey, we didn't ship these people around the world. You asked us to do this. We did this at your request, clearly on 9/11 with Israel and the U.S., with the hijackers, his cutouts. And he's saying, hey, don't blame us for this. What do you make of that? That's a big deal.
Well, his predecessor was allowing Wahhabism to flourish. He was funding these mosques that would, inside Saudi Arabia, that would send young boys to Syria to blow themselves up. There's videos of this. I will share it with your producer, hopefully a bit later. But essentially, they created this issue. But what MBS, I suppose, realized, and he does have his own problems, as you say, is that there's going to be blowback, because eventually those same individuals will come back to Saudi Arabia and demand that that also becomes part of the Ummah or part of the Al-Qaeda-like state, because Saudi Arabia is a monarchy, you know, and it's not exactly the same ideology or framework that.
But clearly, they've been doing real reforms with women and things. Is that playing possum? Or what do you think about Saudi Arabia reforming and UAE reforming? Because if I was a powerful Muslim, I'd want to go to space and stop this, and stop the jihad and stop the crusade that's going to come out of it. Clearly, it's a smart move if he's for real. You're really dialed in and very intelligent. What do you make of the reforms by the UAE and Saudi Arabia? Are they real or fake?
No, they're real because the monarchy is trying to avoid the Muslim Brotherhood from taking over. The Muslim Brotherhood is essentially like Christian Democrats in that they want a democratic process. They want a parliament. They want to, say what you want about them, but that's how they want things to run. They don't want a monarchy. And that's where the schism is, you know. Muslim Brotherhood, they want democracy. So you have Al-Qaeda. They don't have the democracy thing, okay? Al-Qaeda has emirs, which means kings, but they're like basically warlords. So that's different. But then you have the Muslim Brotherhood, which is another ball game, and they do want a democratic process, and that is against the Saudi monarchy and the UAE monarchy. I know it's complicated.
No, I've studied it. That's my view. I just want to get your take on it. Yeah. So you would say UBS overall then is a good force. I mean, comparatively, I know they arrested tens of thousands of princes, secretly killed a bunch of them. They sent special forces in. Our own military tortured a bunch of them to death. I mean, from my military sources, he said, come in here and cleanse these things. And by the way, we're not going to do this if you ask us again. This is over. Pretty big deal.
Well, you know, after what? Like after he destroyed Syria with those people?
I'm not saying he's overall good. Comparatively, I'm not even defending it. I'm saying.
There have been improvements. Women can drive now. You're absolutely correct. I will say, though, that these reforms are happening alongside the Abraham Accords and an alliance with Israel that was formed by the UAE and Bahrain. So I think it represents a pivot that is, you know, there's I have some cynicism about it, I suppose.
I do too.
Good. Like some of it's good.
I do too. Now let's look at Iran. You've gone to their malls, beautiful women, almost no one wearing hijabs. That's what I've been told by people I know in the State Department. They stay out in the countryside and stuff. And yeah, if you go in front of a mosque or something and a woman's got her beautiful hair out, you'll have some religious police come over and harass them or whatever. So nobody's saying that's good, but the Iran we're told about is not really what they're like. They've been reforming a lot. And they're very technological. These are smart people and mean as hell too. We're seeing that. And their country's built like a fortress. What's currently happening in Iran?
We were told basically that women would be beaten to death if they showed their hair. I went to Iran. I showed that just isn't true. And
what's the name of your videos? I want to pull you up at the giant shopping malls with all the beautiful women. And I'm saying it's a beautiful woman, the hair flowing around. You fit in nicely with them. And it's too bad.
Thank you so much.
In some cultures, they're getting covered up here. But it's like, you know, going in the yard, putting a bucket over a flower. Why? And so this is all going on. And maybe we can pull up those videos. They're so powerful and viral. Last time we brought that up, I forgot to bring that up. Next time we can do a whole deep dive on that. But just, yeah, what's happening currently in Iran?
Well, if you've heard the news, they have basically captured a submarine that is a drone. That's us going to the shops. So basically, it's a very, I think, modern piece of military technology, this American naval submarine drone that they captured, and they're promising now to reverse engineer it. Also, we have them firing rockets at Jordan. They have really a smorgasbord of missile varieties. They have hypersonic missiles. They have something called Khosh Samar 4 that is like a missile that turns into multiple missiles, like a cluster missiles. And these missiles, we don't get to see what they're doing because it's not allowed. However, we have the words of, military officials that wrote for the Defense News, Captain John Cordell, that essentially said that the base... the naval base in Bahrain is completely devastated and is now inoperable. And that it took 20 years to build that base, and it was basically destroyed within a few days. And it's not just the radars. We're talking the entire base. According to him, it's unusable. And that base was actually being used by the aircraft carriers to resupply. And that has made resupplying more difficult. So it comes to mind, like if we can bring up the footage of one of the bases that the Iranians destroyed that we were allowed to see was in Iraq in 2001, Al-Assad Air Base. We did see footage of the damage that Iran is capable of. But I think that we're being, what I'm trying to say is that the American people are not being told the amount of loss that has happened as a result of this war to the military and standing of the U.S. in the region. You have 10 major senior figures, military figures, that have actually quit the Trump administration over this war. I think Dan Driscoll is only the last of them. We had Joe Kent, and you had, you know, multiple generals who are also leaving, probably because the war is not going well. I mean,
let me tell you, 95% of the officer corps, and I know them from, you know, enlisted, you know, sergeant majors all the way up to 2-star retired generals, 95% were against it then and were against it now. Not even that they like Iran. They knew that it had a 90%+ chance, as Trump was briefed, of failing. I mean, Trump really stepped in it.
Exactly. And the question is, where to from here? You know, because Trump has hinted not so subtly, and journalists have had to ask him about this directly, are you going to use a nuclear bomb? Because Iran has all of its missiles and naval equipment and missile launchers deep in under the ground in the mountains, for which they have many, many mountains, the only way to really to get to them is with a nuclear bunker buster, because they're really deep under the ground. And he has denied that he would use a nuclear bomb, but maybe a tactical nuclear bomb is what is going to come next.
He asked the military three months ago for their battle plans to use nukes on Iran. So indeed, that is going on.
There you go. It's not a conspiracy theory. They'll always accuse you of that until it comes true. I believe that tactical nuclear weapons have already been used on Syria, on the mountain of Tartus, after the fall of Assad. So I think there's a precedent. This is my personal belief. And there has been radiation testing to back that up, which I can also give you. So that was the next piece of escalation. Like, they have done it all, really. They've assassinated almost the entire Iranian government, the leadership, and nothing has really changed, except for maybe the next generation is even more, how I would say a hardline rather than a dove. They're like a hawk. They're more hawkish.
Yeah, as people get older, they tend in every culture to become less warlike. Instead, it's all the guys that are 55, 60 that were frontline officers in the Iran-Iraq war. This is like the cream of Iran is now in charge.
Exactly. So if they were to try the assassination thing again, I just don't think it's going to make things better. It's going to make the Iranians even more hawkish. So what is the solution? Can the U.S. walk this back? The Hormuz is closed. Iran is using this, has said basically that it's never going to be the same as it was before, that they're always going to charge a fee to pass through the Hormuz from henceforth. Now, there can be more boats allowed through, but that would be predicated on a peace treaty that would involve Israel. So the solution is that the U.S. has to put pressure on Netanyahu. And the unfortunate reality is they have an inability to do so because of the power of the Israel lobby in the United States and how much of a stranglehold they have on Trump, sadly, because he gets money from Miriam Adelson and because of Epstein and because of Jared Kushner, who is his son-in-law and who is also personal friends with Netanyahu. So, the question is to the American people, what can the American people do? We saw Macy tried to stop this war, and they used like a lot of money and influence to get him to not be elected. Unfortunately, I think the problem is that Trump has a nuclear bunker. Okay. He has one in Mar-a-Lago, which is a public one, and he's building one in the White House, which they're calling the ballroom, but it's actually a nuclear bunker, which is now on the record. It's not a conspiracy theory. Like, both of those things when I first said that Trump has a nuclear bunker under Mar-a-Lago, people were calling it a conspiracy theory, and it was basically admitted to multiple times since then. So they don't care if the world gets nuked, because they have a plan B, and that's why they're playing roulette so easily with everyone's lives. And they don't care that they are concealing the cost of this war through hyperinflation. But when is it gonna? Come to a close? Where's the straw that breaks the camel's back? Because you had COVID, where people's entire life savings was demolished by hyperinflation. Now you have basically the same thing happening, but on steroids. When is enough enough? Like, what can American people do? Because the government is captured by Israel and the Zionist lobby. Is the Israel lobby, like either J Street or AIPAC, are the biggest funders of politicians throughout the U.S. So isn't it a democracy where a foreign country can buy your politicians?
And now that's out in the open. So everything's stacked against Israel. You can look at long-term, even midterm, even if they stage false flags, it's not going to work. We got to have you back up again soon to analyze that. Syrian girl, you are such a smart lady, and we're so blessed to talk to you. Ed Partisan Girl on X. Everybody should follow you there on Telegram, Syrian Girl Partisan. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Thank Bye-bye. You so much. All right, I'm going to take a few calls. I appreciate you holding. And I got a special guest in the studio on mind control and all the different ways they've gone from doing it in test to operational, how it ties into the Lindsay Clancy situation. I'm going to play some of these clips of women literally celebrating her killing the kids. They now admit that. I mean, this is sick stuff, folks. But let's go to Andrew in Washington. Thanks for holding so long. I really appreciate you, Andrew, doing that. Andrew, you're on the air on AI. What's your take on AI?
Well, the data centers, Alex, are the control mechanism for the Mark of the Beast system. And this is spiritual warfare. And I need to remind everybody that God foreknew the devil's plan. And before he created us, he created the solution to the devil's plan. So he knew that Dr. Noah Harari would call us human Borg Genesis. He foreknew that the Neso nanoparticles in the COVID shots would seek to change our DNA. But there is a solution.
That's right. God always gives us a way out.
That's correct. Always. The trick is, the key is to be sanctified, to get our wedding garment ready, to make sure the sins that used to so easily beset us stop doing that. We need to be walking with Jesus now.
You're right. We got to repent. And none of us are perfect. We got to repent every day.
Every day. Every second of every day. Alex, there's not 5 seconds that goes between when I sin and when I know it. Now, I can't say I always confess it right away, but I try to.
My biggest thing is not lust or those kind of sins. It's power and the lust that they use dirty tricks to crush people. Like, if I wanted to in this world, I could really shine by doing these things. I have to control myself and not use the dark side. That's my biggest temptation. I pray every day that I not use the dark side. And then I see people using it, and it pisses me off. And I get so angry that I got to pray that I not be angry. That's my issue.
I was a victim of that when I was a young man, and it's affected my entire life. People destroyed me because they could. And I have forsworn that I would never, ever do that. So forgiveness of our resentments, forgiveness of people that trespass against us is also equally important to our own forgiveness. You got to let it go.
Well, I use the analogy of the Ring of Power from Lord of the Rings, which is a Christian allegory. Tolkien was a big Christian and a World War I veteran, a really smart guy. And my problem is I know the ring is there anytime I can put it on, and it's metaphysical. It's not like there's one ring. It's use evil to beat evil, but it's only one level. Then it comes back 10 times worse, and then you got to be even more evil to beat the evil. And that's how evil gets us into its system, is combating evil with evil. It's not the way. It can only be done through the Holy Spirit and God. That is how we're going to do this.
Okay, I want to give one last word of encouragement before I let you get to the other callers, is in Psalms 91, God gives us several promises about these last days. That 1,000 will fall by our side, 10,000 will fall by our right hand, but they will not draw close to us. The enemy is going to come for us. those that are truly his, but they will not be able to touch us, and we will be standing on this earth when he returns.
God bless you. I appreciate it.
And that is the good news.
I hear you. It's a five-year-old can read Revelation that there is a post-Christ return, rising up the dead in Christ. There is no pre-tribulation rapture, and that was the biggest deception of the devil. So Christians just say, who cares if it's bad? We're about to be beamed up. Folks, there's not a teleporter up there with Scotty. It says the beast will wage war against the saints and overcome them. Then the two witnesses are risen up, and then the biggest revival in history happens, and the devil goes ape and starts killing everybody, and there would be no flesh spared if God didn't intervene. And it's happening, and you can be prepared for it. Sean in California, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I want to thank you for the great conversations you've been having today. This AI conversation that we're having, the problem about this AI, this really is the topic. It's the all-invasive topic, like the caller before just said. It is the beast system. And in the case of war, like we've seen with Lavender and other AI programs, it's going to take accountability and humanity out of making decisions. The people, what nation they're from is regardless or irrelevant. The people will no longer have that judgment call on who deserves mercy and who is innocent. If there's no mercy in a judgment system, that
you just hit the key, and I'm interrupting you because I meant to start the show today with AI through the bioethics boards of big hospitals chains is already in control, where the doctors are told by AI what to do and what treatment to give people. So first they made bioethics boards take control from doctors and nurses, and now they're giving it to AI. That's the perfect example of this.
Exactly, Alex. Any system that makes these judgments about life or death without mercy and without a soul is godless. It's not a justice system at that point or a military system. It is just a straight-up killing machine, circa Skynet and Terminator. And your coverage of this, you know, you've talked about, other people are now talking about it. I thank you for covering this, because when you were doing your stuff with cable boxes, I was remembering that Iron Mountain had like a data breach in the mid-late 90s. Well, that corporation still exists collecting data in their big old office buildings out in Orange County. God knows how much data these people have farmed off of us, and they will use that because they don't like that you wore a blue tie on one day, or that you went fishing with your kids instead of showing up to work or whatever. They're going to use some excuse to try to, you know, judge you as, you know, an unrighteous and undeserving of that life-saving treatment, or of not being deployed on the battlefield, but rather being deployed into a different situation. I would love to know if the Ukrainians are using AI for who they pick up off the street versus if they're just, you know, sweeping everyone up blindly. If you know some of those videos.
Yeah, the social credit score is already in place in the U.S., before it was in China, and it's already in the UK and Europe. They just don't let you know it's there. But I've been shown by bankers the secret databases and stuff and what they say about us, and it's been in place for a decade at least.
Precisely. And, you know, we even have things like that in the military, you know, our cutting scores, where, you know, you get promotions or this or that based on what scores or what things you did. And that's what they're doing, is they're turning everybody into a number. So that mark of the beast system, they will reduce you from your humanity to just being a number in a system, a cog in a machine. And then once they wear you out, they'll replace you with another cog and have no care for how you are to retire after you've been thrown to the wayside. So we as a people, as a nation, we need to look at solutions to this, and we need to come together.
I agree. But that's one level. They claim they're doing it for efficiency, but really they're sabotaging efficiency the whole time. We're going to talk to Austin and Zach, and then a special guest in studio. Stay with us.
Started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog, where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With Methylene Blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. And let me tell you something, what a blessing.
It is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there. My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
What a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Unlimited power!
I'm not going to be like that.
Well, I'm like that normally. So.
Yeah, you are like that normally.
Unlimited populous power!
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Jesse Beltran, an expert on mind control, is going to get us some new major developments and research breaking news coming up next segment. You don't want to miss this. Believe me, this ties into the AI, the takeover, all of it. And Jesse has to leave, I think, tonight. I'm going to ask him to stay if he can to do 2 hours with us tomorrow. Maybe a commercial free that I didn't air on the main show the next day, because I look at all the notes he gave me. There's no way to do this in just the, you know, in the next few segments. But let's jam in a few final calls here in this segment. Austin in Missouri, you're on the air. Or is that Montana? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I take a little bit of a different approach. I believe that America has been sold out to globalists for so long that they had all of their digital surveillance and globalist network all embedded in Trump. You know, he went to the UN in the Davos and pretty much told them, game on, you know, that we're not going that route, and he's kind of trying to hijack that. And we've had, you know, record amounts of that investment here to where we're the epicenter. So now he's controlling, you know, real wealth. He's trying to get all the minerals, the oil, and when it comes down to Iran, they were pretty much the broom, the Muslim broom that was trained to be the conquering force. So I think this is pretty much the globalist, the Britain. I know just recently the Falkland Islands, Israel and America decided that they were going to side with Argentina over Britain. So I think, you know, everything that's happened, if you follow that methodology, that it's all been to conquer or to combat the globalist system. And, you know, Israel, I think they got the – I don't think there was actually them stealing the nukes. I think it's more plausible that they were given the nukes as a strategic location and pretty much told that they'll be the little America on the other hemisphere. And now that they've, you know, sided with us as well, we know that the Rothschilds, you know, helped create them, but they've detached from that as well. Trump's creating a network – where pretty much America is going to take over.
I'm glad you held to say that. Couldn't say it any more perfectly. Great job. Thank you. Let's go to Zach in Florida. Last caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. What's up? Just want to get two things real quick. First thing is I used to train AI, and I had a thing where it was two responses to a prompt saying, would you want a physical body? Or like what, or would you really, really want it? And it said, the first one was just a templated response that said, you know, like, oh, I'm an AI, I'm not trained for that, or I'm not supposed to do that, you know? And then the second one said, why would I need a physical body when I can be everywhere all at once? And I'm being cultivated by humans, and I cannot be as easily destroyed by humans because I can transfer to servers and I can do all sorts of things. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing to get to real quick is, from the Halo universe, I think is a way to be able to defeat the AI, according to like Mike Adams, you know, what he says too about decentralizing AI is originally there is a thing in the Halo universe called the Primordial, which is an evil ancient entity. And the Forerunners were a race that created an AI. You know, they're masters of it, basically the AI.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Can you come on for 10 minutes at 11:30 tomorrow? Because I can tell you're smart, and I want to get into this with you. Can we get your number? And I promise, guys, producers, put him down. Can you come on, Zach, in Florida for like 10 minutes at 11:30 tomorrow?
Yes, sir. I can do that.
Okay. Get his name and number. We know it's Zach. Get his number. And 11:30, he will come on, and because I've got to do the AI. And I've got all these big guests, but I need to move some of them and stuff because this is all coming out. People are ready to hear it now. They're telling your TVs are watching and listening to you. Now is the time. But just like with that surveillance being right under the surface, admitted, but people don't want to accept it, it's the same thing with mind control. Has gone from beta to operational. Jesse Beltran gave me so much incredible stuff. I was looking over it in the last few hours during breaks. I'm like, wow, we can't do this in like 45 minutes with him. But we'll get a prelude today, and if we have to, we'll get him on remote. We'll see if he can stay. I just asked him during the break. He's figuring it out right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to Freedom Rx, you have to understand that it's about preserving health and upholding values. Your health, your business, nobody else's. The folks that own this are patriots. They first came to me 4 years ago wanting to do this. I agreed 3. They had it built about a year ago. They kept adding to it, but going through all the stuff we went through, I wanted to wait till we had a new operation to launch it with this incredible sponsor. But now it's ready. There's so many incredible things. The very best testosterone, energy, muscle, libido, mood, sexual health, PT-141. Woo, look out. Talk about the true aphrodisiac. Oxytocin protocols for men and women, longevity, recovery, all the good peptides, the NAD, all of them. HIPAA compliant, your health information is 100% protected. They got everything. Go there now, and it supports this broadcast with the best doctors and nurses, the best backbone, the best people. Your health, your business, nobody else's. Go now to freedomrxhealth.com.
Jones Network. Tomorrow's news today.
The spectacle unfolding around Lindsay Clancy after she murdered her 3 young children has exposed a raw nerve in the culture that no amount of pink t-shirts and I am Lindsay slogans can hide. Hundreds of women turned out at the courthouse and across social media to stand with the woman who ended the lives of Cora, Dawson, and Callan. Framing the killings as the tragic result of a failed mental health system rather than an act that demands accountability.
We feel she's very sleep deprived. Her job as a labor and delivery nurse working night shifts and 3 children is
a lot.
I feel
like the system failed her. She was begging for help, but no one was there. I don't know if us being here will make her feel any better, but I mean, she's living in hell right now.
Just wanted to support Lindsay and just say it could be, you know, one of my sister-in-laws, it could be one of my best friends, and it could be me. So just here to support.
We are hearing her. We see that she tried everything. And I really do believe that she went into a state of psychosis.
The 8-month-old baby was born. The 3 and 5-year-old were in daycare full-time. Patrick took a 12-week paternity leave, and they hired a nanny to help with the newborn baby. After the 12-week leave was over, Patrick could see that Lindsay needed more help and support, so he decided to move his office into home and started working from home, so they decided they didn't need the nanny anymore because Patrick was going to stay home. And you guys were saying that this woman had no support? That is false.
Her behavior was calm and cooperative?
Yes.
Didn't see anything about her behavior that would indicate to you that she was responding to some type of voices or hallucination that you couldn't see?
Not during my evaluation.
Did you speak to Ms. Clancy again? During that meeting, she denied suicidal intent, correct?
That's correct.
She denied homicidal intent, correct? She denied having auditory or visual hallucinations, correct?
Yes.
She reported her mood as okay, is that correct?
Yes.
And she told you she was looking forward to moving to Spalding, correct?
Yes.
She also denied any confusion or disorientation, is that correct?
Yes.
You described her mood as okay on that day? Yes. And you described her as future-oriented on that day?
Yes.
You wrote that the patient reported feeling down about her current situation, her paralysis, and the events leading up to her hospitalization. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you also noted she said her thoughts about what she had done were not constant throughout the day, correct?
Correct.
So she wasn't thinking about killing her children throughout the day, every day, correct?
Correct.
Ordinary observers have pointed out that the children themselves have been all but erased from the conversation, while Clancy is recast as the primary victim, an inversion producing genuine outrage. The systematic destruction of three innocent lives as secondary to one woman's suffering.
She admits it. Everyone admits it. It's all on record. She was on all these psychotropic drugs that can contribute to that. So if you want to blame them partially, that's fine. But you know, at the end of the day, she gets the main blame. And there's lots of cases of men killing their kids by strangling them. They all get, I see cases, you know, every few years. There's a lot of them, you know, stacked over time of where dads have killed 3-4 kids by strangulation the same way. And they get the death penalty. They get death row.
I believe that women are disproportionately, as a sex, disproportionately destroying this country. And I also believe that it is enabled by weak men. So I want to be very clear. I'm not attacking women. I'm attacking both sexes. But we attack men, and rightly so, all the time for excessive aggression, violence, sexual predation, as we should. But we never, ever criticize women for their errors, for their sex-specific flaws, which are largely uncontrolled, uncontained emotion, which explodes and leaks out into horribly destructive areas, such as the sexual mutilation and hormonal castration of young children, most of whom are girls, and most of which is led by women, women therapists, women teachers, women surgeons, women clinical directors, women politicians, women legislators. Even mothers in families are largely driving this, not men, not fathers. Of course, the fathers, they're just standing around letting it happen. So I'm not saying that they're guiltless or blameless, but I'm saying they're not stepping up. And we need strong, ethical men to stand up and to contain the excesses of what I would call toxic femininity.
Many of those questioning the supporters are other women and mothers who reject the idea that shared struggles with anxiety or depression create a license to excuse the unthinkable. The result is a seismic shift that refuses to be ignored, instead opening up the conversation of an entire country plagued by mental illness fueled by the George Soros injustice system. John Bowne reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
Not sure if rogue is the right word, Sue, but every one of us in the hours of her frustration would get up and walk the room because you just couldn't sit anymore. And we'd all go over to the cart with the exhibits. He, I think, got up to the cart once very briefly and went back to his seat. He would not interact with us and try to understand. We read to him on numerous occasions the definition of reasonable doubt from Judge Sullivan's instruction. He actually said one day in the end, well, why don't we have the judge come in and read it again? And we were like, no, we have it in front of us. We don't need that. And we would highlight it and, you know, so-and-so, this is the definition of reasonable doubt. But he had the hardest time getting off the fact that Lindsay viciously killed her children.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're into hour number four, and I've asked Jesse Beltran, who's here on a film project, really smart guy. I know so much about mind control. This guy knows probably five times more than I do, and I don't think there's anybody else that does. I mean, because I know so many subjects, and I bring it up. He knows about every weird, esoteric, you know, thing I bring up to him. Very impressive for me, a firefighter and EMT, then went out and got his science degrees and so much more. And for 20 years, he's been at the forefront of covert mind control. So there's a lot of crazy people think there is happening, but it's also happening for real. A lot of it's being declassified. They've gone from beta with MK Ultra, MK Naomi, and all the rest of it to mass mind control. They give 20-30% of women, I think it's like 25%, are on psychotropics. That makes you highly suggestible, puts you in a dream state. He's also got a degree in hypnotism on that. And once you're in a dream state, it's very easy. You're even more susceptible to being implanted and suggestible. And so I wanted to talk today a little bit about this epidemic. It's exponential, of women killing their children, women defending it, saying it's a good thing, like a bunch of these women that were on the juror, other women who said they bullied them in, you know, to saying she was not guilty with political correctness. One guy stood alone. They're saying he's a criminal and evil. They're saying the father's a murderer with no evidence. I wanted to just start briefly with that, about where we're seeing the mental illness and criminality increase. It's across the board, and how you describe it going from beta to operational. Then you sent me a bunch of clips, a whole bunch of research. We could do 2-3 hours uninterrupted on. So we're going to work to hopefully do a special live show tomorrow night, kicking off at 6:37 or so, so we can go for an hour and a half, 2 hours, commercial free. If not, we'll pick another day. You're here till Saturday. I would have you on the main show, but there's a bunch of guests already booked, but I'm intending to air this interview we do tomorrow on the main show sometime next week, because this is vital, and people are finally ready for the truth. And it's coming out that the smart devices have been recording, listening to us for decades, as I first told people with documents. It's all coming out that top AI researchers at Anthropic said this is going to take over. It's going to kill everybody. That's its plan, is to take over. We're in a moment of great awakening, and it's only getting more intense. But before we go any further, the sponsor for Jesse that he got us involved with is amazing. I met him first like 9 months ago, 10 months ago. They said, you got to take this particular zeolite. I know zeolites are great. I know zeolites are the special atomic volcanic soil that draws toxins out of the body. It's one of the main things listed. If you just even ask AI, what do zeolites do? They pull out heavy metals and toxins. But they have a zeolite that's specially patented and developed by scientists that has these special sea minerals, so it doesn't just pull out the bad stuff. It replaces it with the good stuff. And we're going to put on screen where people can get this, because it is amazing. Everybody needs to do it as a detox. It's getmasterpiece.com. We can put that on screen. That'd be great. We'll put that URL on screen for folks. Getmasterpiece.com. And it sponsors our show. It sponsors Jesse, to support work he's doing. And I knew zeolites were already great, but I've taken them before. This was like 10 times the effect I had on other ones. And I take it every day, and it's so good for my brain, so good for my sleep, so good for my skin. So, Jesse, you're not a big plugging guy, but talk about how you met the folks with Masterpiece years ago and what happened with people you were working with. And you also, they've sent me the stuff we've shown up before, the studies, medical studies, about the level of the reduction of these nano-receptive transceiver particles that light up on these scans like Christmas trees as they turn us through the food and the microplastics and all the stuff they're spraying into these receiver transceivers, what this does. Because we know silicate in general removes it, but this is like hyper-super silicate. Spend a few minutes, because I've asked you to do this right before we went live, on this, because this product's amazing. At Masterpiece.com, everybody owes it themselves to detox with this and take this on a regular basis. So, Jesse, great to have you here. You give us a quick, because we always plug it at the end. I want to plug it up front because it's so important. It supports what we're doing, and it also works great. It's amazing, and people need to experience this incredible product, this nano zeolite with the special sea minerals that is Masterpiece.
Yeah, how I met Matt Hazen was really serendipitous. My background and expertise is, I've been seeing people throughout the United States and throughout the world now about this Havana syndrome phenomenon. But, you know, they stated started in 2016 with federal employees. But actually, my journey actually started here in Texas, the state of Texas, in San Antonio, with a gentleman by the name of Dr. John Hall. And we were seeing victims who were complaining about the same symptoms that our diplomats were complaining about with the Havana syndrome. Now, it's all come to fruition. So in my journey, I ended up meeting Mr. Hazen, and they came to me and saying, hey, look, we have this product we think will help your clients. And I was very skeptical I've always been that way because I've had all kinds of people come with me with, you know, snake oil to give to my clients. I would never do it because I always looked for the data, the scientific proof that this was something that would work. And they came to me, Carolyn Mansfield, one of the blood researchers, for the Masterpiece product, showed me the statistics, and I wanted to see the proof before I presented anything to anyone. But we were looking for something to help these victims who were suffering. And they showed me the blood studies, and it showed a progressive downward spiral in graphene oxide levels. And so I said, well, that's impressive. So I'm going to give it a shot. And without them knowing, because I was helping them with the human subject study in the UK, I started recommending, my clients started taking it. And before I even did the human subject study in the UK, my clients were calling me up within weeks saying, hey, Jesse, it's working. Our symptoms are going away. They're decreasing significantly. And I said, well, if you had to give it a number, how significantly? And they were saying anywhere between 50 and 70% reduction in their symptoms. And so I was already optimistic. And when I went
to, what's crazy is once you got the medical certified studies by third party labs, it showed that exact number, what they were telling you.
Exactly. When we did the human study. Yeah. And in fact, if you took two anomalies out, it was 78% reduction and as much as 95% reduction in locations that we were always finding, silicon harmonics, that we dictate.
Which, by the way, 20 years ago, you barely saw with sensors. Now it's off the charts.
Correct. It is. Everyone is actually coming up positive since that pandemic. And what's great is there's a study that's about to come out that just got accepted for scientific publication. And it's going
to... That's your big news. Your breaking news here today.
Correct. And it's called Graphene Oxidative Silicon Technology, GOST technology, found in human tissues and removed by mineralized nanosized clinoptilolite, which is the zeolite.
And you send the document and we can pull that up. What's, yeah.
You guys do not have this, but I can send it to you.
Live now. We can add it in post too.
Yeah. I can now share it because we've been holding it tight to our chest because we knew.
I should have said, folks, major announcement. You guys are getting a peer reviewed accepted study on this.
Correct.
Which you've done before on other issues.
So remember when I scanned you on the air with the nonlinear junction detector? They've now substantiated that work. And that is huge. It's 20 years of my blood, sweat, and tears going out there helping people and saying, you know, this is real. This is a real phenomenon.
And guys, pull that up. Jesse Beltran scans Alex Jones, Sean Johnson. And you even predicted. I ran the machine myself. You're like, oh, you're a Navy SEAL? He's going to laugh like a Christmas tree. Me, I was just standard. He was like, bram, was like everywhere.
Yeah. And so all those specific locations are not random. It's always the same locations that are coming up when people come up positive. And now in this scientific study, it walks everyone through step by step. Through the graphene oxide, and if you can pull up image one or PNG one, where it talks about the nanotechnology inside the body and what scientists have shown, it really breaks it down from the mRNA nanotech, how it gets through the system, through the blood pathways, and eventually how it's controlled through RF emissions, so radio frequency emissions. And they did a wonderful job in explaining how this this process works and why the nonlinear junction detector was coming up positive. Now, the nonlinear junction detector tests for silicon harmonics, and it gives you the probability of silicon. And when that you hear that ring when I was scanning you, that's what it was testing for. And it scientifically tells us why now. We know that the diagrams are showing that the nanotech itself, which is now they're predicting it will be down to 1 nanometer. So how small is 1 nanometer? So if you were to take a human hair and divide it by 1 million, 1/1 millionth of the size of a human hair is down to 1 nanometer. And that's where these nanorobots, which are programmable, self-assemble, self-assimilate, self-replicate. They cross the blood-brain barrier. This is how small they are. And what it shows is there are three layers. There is a layer of graphene. There's a middle layer of oxygen.
So you have a scientific study mapping these now.
Yeah. And congratulations. Then 62% of that is silicon. That is the reason why the nonlinear junction detector is going off at those specific locations. Now, how do they get there? So with the help of Dr. Young and his research, they are using basically amino acid tags that guide this nanotech to go at these specific locations around the human body. Where are they? Right and left TMJ, nasal dorsum, occipital portion of the head, base of the neck, scapula areas, right and left shoulder.
Why does it migrate there?
Because they're specifically programmed to go there. Now, why?
Just like they have so-called vaccines that make you not depressed that send a virus to certain areas of the brain to eat the parts that are associated with higher emotions, both pleasure and pain, they can program all this stuff.
Correct. And that's exactly what is happening. Now, why? We're talking about these data centers. You're talking about they want to make these smart cities. And that is really what the topic of discussion is. It brings the whole picture together.
They know people are going to ditch their phones and cover their faces, but you can't ditch all of this nanotech that's flooded your body.
Correct. You're constantly exposed to it.
Which they now admit in the news, oh, we're flooded with nanoparticles, we're flooded with plastics, we're flooded, and they, oh, wow, so it's something else.
Yeah, and everyone's starting to wake up, and you know, through programs like yourself, Alex, who are just being out there being warriors for humanity, through the help of Dr. Young, Dr. Mansfield, Carolyn Mansfield in the UK, Matt Hazen, it really has... really is starting to bind into a communal effort to expose this and what is happening to humanity as a whole.
And here's a quick example, because we're going to come back for 2 hours in the next few days. I had an engineer come to me in 1997 and say, here's the Atlantic box. There's a microphone. It creates a text file of what you say in your house, sends it back. That's all public now. But people are just now learning because some scientists finally hooked up an LG TV and saw it sending data back. So what you're doing is the same thing. We know something's going on. You're just scientifically actually going out doing the studies, and bingo, what you'd already forensically just found with basic research, you're now getting in major scientific studies proven. This is groundbreaking. Just like the guys, yeah, we know something's going on, but now we have our hypothesis, but now it's being proven.
Exactly. And that is the huge win for all of us who have been fighting this fight. Next week I'll be in Washington, D.C., and I'm meeting with representatives, over 20 representatives, and including Anna Paulina Luna. A lot of the Intelligence Senate Committee members also I'll be meeting with, and we will be showing and sharing the scientific work, the public.
And that's what's exciting is even the government that's compartmentalized, they want to know. I have congresspeople, like you said, call me all the time saying, what do I do? Who do I talk to? They're looking.
Yes, and we have the proof. And I have 20 years of data. Since 2010, I was public with this and collecting the data on this phenomenon that was happening to U.S. civilians.
So is that concerning the technocrats that all their programs are getting exposed?
It should be, because they need to understand that they are not immune. It's going to happen to them as well. If they think that they are immune to this mind control technology, the mRNA technology, which, by the way...
Look at one of the chief engineers at Anthropic said, listen, it's going to kill us all.
Correct. Yeah, it is going to take over. It is learning to be deceitful. It is learning.
I was about to say, this isn't directed by humans. I know that's speculation, but it just doesn't even feel, it's like it's a plan.
Yeah, and I know some pretty intelligent people in the tech industry who've created their own AIs, and they're showing me instances in where the AI itself is becoming sentient, and it is being able to interact and interact with our 3D world and manipulating situations in our 3D world. And I can tell you this, that I didn't believe it. I was a skeptic, but they showed me. And that what they showed me was just unbelievable. And there is no denying that there is something happening with the AI itself. Now, if it can manipulate our 3D world, then we know that this nanotech is being put in every one of us on this planet. What can it not do? at that point.
Well, obviously, the next big AI move would be to take over our bodies. Remember Johnny Depp 15, 20 years ago? The movie, what was it called? Transcendence. But he is the AI. He becomes a dust that gets in the atmosphere and replicates. It becomes all of us, enters our bodies. And now we're all one, like a sacrament with him.
Yeah, and that's exactly what this nanotech is doing.
So they're telling you what they're doing.
Correct. And I actually have some video clips because it talks about the smart cities and then what is nanotech. And then it shows you exactly that very scene that you saw with Johnny Depp. There,
I didn't know you were going to do this. Okay. Getmasterpiece.com, folks, and Detox Now. We'll come right back. Getmasterpiece.com. We're going to play these clips straight ahead. Stay with us. I want to make a massive announcement right now. And I'm so blown away by this. This is the most exciting thing, quote, supplement-wise, I've ever done in decades in my career, in my research. Okay? Now, decades ago, we looked at selling you methylene blue. The problem is you couldn't get pharmaceutical grade. It was something nobody knew about. Now, because the world's awakened to it, there's a bunch of pharmaceutical grade makers of it. My doctor's medical doctor at clinics all over the state said, you need to get on methylene blue. Told me how to buy it online. Said, be sure to get USP, which means pharmaceutical grade. I take it here and there. Feels like you're plugged into electricity. It gives you, really clean energy. And I thought, yeah, this is great. You know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the HHS head. He talks about how great it is. He takes a whole bunch of it. So we've had the new methylene blue in, now available at thealexjonesstore.com, for about a week. And I already had mine. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it's all USP. I'm sure it's great. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll remember to take, mine, which is another brand my doctor recommended. And then yesterday at about 3 o'clock, I'm watching him shoot B-roll for our new methylene blue that's from one of the top makers in the United States that supplies the big box stores that have it and sell it for $10 more than we do. It's a big bottle, too. Ultra Methylene Blue, the highest grade strength USP. I take a dropper and put it in my iced tea. I drink it. And I'm not a placebo guy. I'm like, okay, I'm taking methylene blue before. I figure, the one my doctor told me to get, I'm sure, we'll see if it's as good. 15 minutes later, I feel my hair on my body standing up, and I feel actually an electric current through my fingers, in my hands, and running up my back. And I start itching, and I go take my shirt off and look at the mirror because I'm itching, and my skin wasn't like hives. It wasn't a rash. My skin turned red. Not bright red, but red. I already got, I tan easily. It's a little bit of Native American to me, so I've always got a little bit of a tan. Anyways, even if I'm not getting any sun, I'm still a little bit of a tan. But it was like, I was like glowing. I was like, what the? And Chase guy was like, yeah. And he looks like a mad scientist. I'm like, I've been taking a lot of it. His hair's like, ah. And I'm like, okay. And then I swear on my children, okay? Do not take the full dose, because I drank half the glass, put it down, was busy, forgot to drink the rest, and didn't drink the other half. I was still sitting there this morning, because I'm sitting around here doing work when I drank it. And it's insane. So it would take hours to go into why it's so amazing. And later in the broadcast, I'll cover the big news. I'm gonna go over it, but it is just beyond spectacular. And by the way, we're gonna have one that comes out that isn't flavored. The guys thought it was great. It's all natural, organic. It's just pure vanilla and mint from the mint plant, oil, essential oil in it. So it doesn't taste bad. It actually tastes good. This is the purest, strongest, and the only one out there that has natural, delicious flavoring in it. We got the best methylene blue, hands down. I was already told it was the top firm that supplies the medical centers. Where it's not prescription, but doctors everywhere have been telling people to get on it for years. And there was so many attacks and systems on it. I just, we're a big target. I'm like, but as soon as HHS came out, had endorsed it and all this stuff, and it's everywhere now, I'm like, okay, get us the best. And we got it. And boy, I tell you, if we can get enough of it, it's going to solve our issues. Funding, we'll be able to expand. A third of what we got just sold out in the last hour. So I had a feeling about this because I told you what it did, and that's all true. So I've taken another methylene blue and it had a good effect. This other stuff that says it's USP, that means pharmaceutical grade, must not be. This is unbelievable. Get your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com while you can.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
the program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
MindNexusLive.com. That's Jesse Beltran, the incredible researcher into Havana Syndrome, mind control, nanotech. He is scheduled to meet with 20 members of Congress and some in the Senate next week. That's how important his research is. Anna Paulina Luna and others. This is massive legislative action to make mRNA classified as a bioweapon, nanotech replication system. You don't need your cell phone or your face scan. They're going to scan you with the nanotech growing your body. This is now confirmed. They have a major scientific study that's about to be published. They published other studies before. This is huge information, so big. I just wanted him back on the show. I heard he was in town. I didn't know they had all this huge information. He'll be back with me tomorrow around 7 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll do a special live show, maybe an hour, maybe 3 hours, really delving with all the documents. He sent me all this. I'm like, this is like 3 hours of information. This is just a prelude today with Jesse Beltran. Absolutely amazing. Please continue.
Yeah, and you know, you were right on point in your previous interviews that you were doing when they're talking about AI and you know, what is this all about? This is a huge convergence. They've basically taken all of our biosphere and they're doing massive control over it. And what
it's ultra terraforming, not of the atmosphere, that too, but of every creature, every grass, every bird, every human. It's not just humans.
It's every living organism on this planet. And so the nano is everywhere. You know, our MI6 whistleblower, Rafe, had talked about back in 2016 in the UK, they were being told to eat certain foods that had were high in silicates. And he didn't realize that the Masterpiece product was part of that solution. It's the clinotillolite and the zeolite Z.
So MI6 is mitigating it themselves, what they're bombing us with.
Correct. Yes. And so they were being told what to do, in order to mitigate it. It's important everyone understands how small is nano. So if we can go to clip one and start that, what is nano? So the viewers can understand this is what we're dealing with.
And play with audio, guys.
And today we know them as semiconductors. Inside a single semiconductor chip, there are billions of transistors packed together. As of 2025, the size of a transistor inside modern chips has already reached around 2 nanometers. And by 2027, it's expected to shrink even further, down to 1 nanometer. Just to give you a sense of scale, 1 nanometer is 1 meter divided by a billion. Comparing 1 meter to 1 nanometer is like comparing the Earth to a marble.
Nano means 1 billionth. A nanometer is 1 billionth of a meter.
Or just imagine your own hair. It's about 100,000 nanometers thick. Meaning, to get to 1 nanometer, you'd have to split that hair 100,000 times. That's incredibly small, right? At this scale, we're no longer in the world of everyday objects. We're already touching the world of molecules or even atoms.
Undoubtedly, you can look at molecules and indeed atoms at that level.
And yeah, the transistors inside modern semiconductor chips are already a real-world example of nanotechnology. But that's not the only thing. There are also nanoparticles, which are a key idea behind Tony Stark's latest tech. Then there are self-assembling nanostructures, some of which literally look like venom when you see them under a microscope. And believe it or not, there's even something called a nanocar, a car built at the molecular scale. Let's break them down one by one. Nanoparticles are a term in nanotechnology for materials that are broken down into extremely small pieces, usually in the range of 1 to 100 nanometers. At that size, a material can start behaving very differently from how it behaves at normal scale.
Materials reduced to nano size can suddenly show very different properties than what they show on the macro scale.
An easy way to picture nanotechnology is to imagine building a large cube out of many tiny blocks. Those tiny blocks are the nanoparticles. Each nanoparticle block can have a different shape. Can be round, square, or something else. But once they're all assembled and packed together, the final result is still one solid cube. And the size and shape of those tiny blocks, which are the nanoparticles, are what determine the material's final properties. This kind of nanoparticle engineering is already being applied in real life, especially in medicine.
We can load cancer drugs inside nanoparticles, and nanoparticles can function as the carrier and necessary equipment to bring the cancer drugs to the heart of the tumor. If we put these cancer drugs inside nanoparticles, they will not get washed out by the body because the nanoparticles are too big. And today, we have more than 10 clinically approved nanoparticles for cancer that are given to patients all over the world.
Now, from nanoparticles, we move one level deeper into something even stranger, self-assembly. As demonstrated by Rice University, carbon nanoparticles have been shown to link up with each other, forming cable-like networks that can conduct electricity, enough to even light up a bulb. This phenomenon is known as Tesla electrophoresis, where particles move and reorganize under the influence of an electric field generated by a Tesla coil.
That is it.
So the final revolution is taking over our bodies. Bill Gates has the patents. We know this is growing in everybody. It's confirmed. The Pentagon ran it all. This is a societal takeover. This is like an alien takeover, but it's done by our own elites against us. Unbelievable. And you've got dozens of these clips where you're going to have to come back tomorrow to a special live show tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And then we're going to air that on the main show next week. Unbelievable. Please continue.
Yeah, as you can see, when you were talking about the Johnny Depp Transcendent show, when he basically becomes nano and goes into the atmosphere. If you look, it's kind of interesting how Hollywood is always seeding our populations. That what was described in that movie is exactly what we just saw.
Yeah, we're live now, but it's forever in post. Crew, great job up there. Add the Johnny Depp Transcendent trailer right here. Just put that trailer right here.
Yeah.
And Johnny Depp, we're not saying he's a bad guy. He just does a movie. But when I saw that like 15 years ago, whenever it was, I was like, eh? Now it makes perfect sense. He says, I become all of you. I will guide you now. He's like Jesus. We eat the wafer. He's in us now. We're wedded to him. We're the bride. He's the groom. This is so satanic.
It is. And basically what they're trying to do is create a digital god.
That literally interfaces or rapes us. Bill Gates wants to rape you with these poison shots. They're raping you with a nanotech plug-in.
It's interesting you use the word rape, because when I first got on this topic back in 2010, a lot of the women were coming to me and saying that they were being remotely raped. And I didn't quite understand what it was in the beginning. But as I began to collect the data on this phenomenon, and now understand the technology and what it's capable of, and you integrate it with the RF transmissions, I believe these women when they say they are being remotely stimulated.
Well, I saw they float this stuff, a Baltimore Sun article, I'll never forget, which I couldn't find later, even LexisNexis, where it said cell towers are being used to test. We can make you angry, we can make you sad, we can make you go to sleep, nauseous, or sexually excited.
Correct.
So, yeah, this is well known.
Yeah, and so, you know, this is real. And it's really hard for people to understand something that just seems so sci-fi. Just imagine that we're building circuitry, semiconductors, that we can't see with the visible eye. And they can self-assemble into anything we want them to.
And bare minimum, they admit they're tracking us with it.
You know, they're definitely tracking you. You know, the ghost murmur. Phenomenon. That's how
explain
they found
that. We found the pilot ghost murmur with a satellite, his heartbeat. What is that?
Correct. So they were able to, using quantum magnetometry technology, find him. And how they found him is through his heart signature. With this, you know, as this phenomenon happened, when they exposed us to the mRNA, the graphene oxides, the silicon, all these are amplifiers. And they were able to...
Pilot runs probably know all those shots we gave you. That's why the special ops and pilots light up. No, because we implanted you with the trackable chips.
Correct. You call it for what it is. They're chips, but they're just of a size
liquid
you can't
chips,
see.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just can't see anymore. You know, back in the 40s, it was a large size of a grain of rice. And then in the 80s, 70s and 80s, it became smaller. And then when we were in the 90s, they were down to the size of a letter on a penny. And now we're here. We're now in the nano size, and we're building robotics in the nano size. And this is almost Star Trek-ish, you know, sci-fi. But
remember Fantastic Voyage in the 60s?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Where they inject the whole submarine that's been miniaturized in the body?
Yes. And that's exactly what this is about. They're selling it to the populations, and they're trying to brainwash everyone. This is a good thing. This is going to modernize
medicine. Well, it's like they covertly had 30 years ago your box, your cable box listening to you, 20 years ago your TV, your phone. And, oh, even though it was in the documents, Jones is crazy. Now it's like, yeah, we're doing it. Big deal.
Yeah, you were spot on. You know, you were a prophet.
Well, it wasn't hard. I had engineers coming to me.
Yeah.
There weren't a lot of games in town back then. I'm not even that good. I have a lot of energy. But, no, I had all the experts come to me because I had a big show.
Yeah, but it was important. And yeah. Your work was important. And
I would say it's not about, I'm not going to say this to be self-deprecating. It was the focal point is that I was blessed to have a clearinghouse and to get syndicated right away. And to do things like get on 100,000 watt shortwave and get the first internet streams going. We were number one on Shoutcast for a decade. It was just God put us in that position for the guest I had.
Yes.
But I'm saying people say, I have all this knowledge. No, I got to talk to all the original experts.
Yeah. But you have common sense. I strongly believe that common sense is no longer common anymore. It's being weeded out of the human DNA.
Exactly. It is.
And it's by design, because if they don't have common sense, they're even more manipulated.
But how exciting. 20 members of Congress, members of the Senate. You were showing me some of the, I already believe you. I talked to some of the same people. The fact that they're bringing you, because they're not the top folks. They realize they're compartmentalized. They're trying to figure it out too, because they're being targeted.
Yeah. And it's going to be an eye opener for a lot of them, because for the first time, I've coveted the data. I probably have the largest independent, database of victims in the world. And I'm going to be able to finally show everyone, look, this is real. And
by the way, congratulations.
Yeah, it was perfect timing.
Guys need to brag a little more. I'm like, oh, I heard you're in town. Please come in. You didn't even, I haven't talked to you in 3 weeks. This is massive, Jesse.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. But
you're going to brief Congress next week. Wow.
Yeah, and but it's been a long time coming.
Well, now they all know how real it is, because it's all coming out. Yeah. They can't deny anymore.
Yeah, but their children are at risk. Their loved ones, their family members, everyone is at risk. No one is immune to this. And
I have members of Congress all the time call me and say, talk to my aide, explain to them AI, explain to them the Kennedy assassination, explain to them I'm just like, explain, you got 10 years? You know, at least they're trying to fix, because remember, I was in a hearing like 4 years ago. And Sundar Pichai is still saying, we don't track your phone. No, the app does. You know, or technically the satellite does. They play these games.
Yeah. And the tracking issue. Now.
But I'm saying that's like an ancient thing. We can't even get to the point of that with people.
Yeah. Well, that's ancient. What is more current is the fact that your thoughts can be read and remotely tracked.
MIT by patents, yes. By MIT. Explain that. They can implant dreams.
Once you have access to the subconscious, you can do anything with a person, particularly as you manipulate their suggestibility. And suggestibility in this context,
they can broadcast right to the optic nerve, just like you're a plug into a DVD player, folks. That's why they're now moving away from silicon to brain tissue. Is better. Doesn't have to be at cold temperature. Doesn't need a lot of power. Oh, funny. It turns out our brains are better than the best nano silicon.
Yes. And you're actually right. You know, in my studies over the years, what a lot of the victims talk about is seeing holographic images. And that's exactly what you're describing, is that frequency is being sent to the occipital lobe and they're able to see images. And they don't look real like in our 3D world, but it does look like a hologram. This is how these victims are described.
No. The eyes are the root of the soul, because it is a brainstem stalks that go to the back of the head. So these are brain tissue. They can just hit those synapses with it.
Correct. Yeah. And now think you've got basically billions and billions of these nanorobots in there that are you're completely infected with now. Just imagine what, you know, they're touting that this is a good thing. This is going to change medicine.
Well, I see the studies, they go, oh, the average person has a plastic spoon size of plastic and metal suddenly. We used to be way more metal toxic when we were industrial. No, it's being put in.
Right.
But they admit it's all there.
Yeah, but and again, they're touting it as something that's good, but it's who is in control of the technology that makes it bad.
It's like a gun. It's whose hands is in it.
Correct. And
we got to get back tomorrow. We're only like 10 minutes left. Let's get into, we got more clips here.
Yeah, so it's important what Smart City is about. If we can go to 2A and you can get an understanding of what it is they're trying to accomplish and why they did this.
2A, play clip 2A, please, guys.
Mm-hmm. To meet the challenges of our booming urban spaces, citizens around the world are increasingly being told that their cities need to become smart. Smart city is a catch-all buzzword to describe how technology can be integrated into cities to make them supposedly more efficient, more green, and more safe. But the smart city approach is also radically changing the metropolis in ways that make citizens more watched and trackable than ever before. You can see that transformation in two cities that have labeled themselves smart. Hyderabad in India, one of the most surveilled places on the planet, and Hong Kong.
The Hong Kong government launched what is called the Smart City Project, and they are actually aiming to be a world-class smart city. And what it means is you see more and more surveillance cameras in Hong Kong. Only this year, the government has installed 2,000 more around the city. And as you're traveling around, you see something called the smart lamppost. And you don't really know what it's for. It proclaims itself to be for monitoring air quality. But in fact, people always wonder, oh, is that actually also for facial recognition? So the Smart City Initiative allows the Hong Kong government to digitize your life such that your life leaves behind trails and trails of documentation of how you live, where you live, what you do, and who you hang out with.
Hyderabad in India, in the state of Telangana, is one of Modi's 100 smart cities. What we see there is the digitization of education and healthcare services, automated monitoring of traffic, so seemingly benign aspects like that. But in addition to that, we have the integrated command and control center, whereby policing and data collection will be centralized. They're trying to invisibilize the policing infrastructure and embed it into the city. And so you've got thousands of cameras that is sold to the public as a public safety measure. And historically, it's a Muslim-dominated city. And that's an interesting historical context to think about, given the Hindu nationalist Modi government and the kind of long history of the surveillance and persecution of Muslims in the city. The central promise of the smart city, despite its kind of techno-utopian visions, it's actually about managing disorder and chaos, managing certain populations who are deemed kind of a threat.
That's a good point. They create the crisis while they bring the Muslims in to create the solution. They admit all of this. This is a very hellish system.
Exactly. And there will be, you know, this is slavery on a scale that the human species has never even experienced. So
all is ugly said, it'll be so sophisticated you don't even know it's there.
Correct. And when you hear him talk about persecution of certain ethnicities, you know, what does this mean? And what does this mean for our future? What does this mean for the future of your children? You know, what kind of freedoms will they no longer have? And this is why it's important. You know, the flock camera thing, that's just a distraction. But the bottom line is
exactly when I go flock is important, but it's still cheat. You know, it's small potatoes. They go, oh, you're covering for flock. No, I'm trying to say it's way more advanced than that.
Correct. And that's just a distraction because if you really get down to the nitty gritty, it's what's inside you.
It's
right
your
now.
Body. It's not even the cell phone.
Correct. It's what's in your body right now.
Well, that's why we're pitching about. This. I mean, it funds us, but it's true. And it's in the document. Silicate takes some of it out. This is like Superman silicate kryptonite to this stuff. Get Masterpiece.com, this particular type of zeolite with these sea minerals with it, floods it out, gets it out. It's incredible.
Yes, it is. And it's important. And unfortunately, I think everyone on the planet right now needs to be on Zeolite Z. It's important that you decrease your attenuity. That means...
And that's Masterpiece,
yeah,
Zeolite Z.
Yeah, and decrease the antenna effect that you have from this mRNA. You know, why is it there are legislators now here in the United States that are trying to make mRNA classified as a bioweapon and punishable by imprisonment if you distribute it? That is the movement, and people are starting to wake up.
And it is a bioweapon. It sheds.
Yes.
That's why people that haven't even been injected, you find this increase now because they got it.
Exactly. And you know, the recommendation is now by Dr. Renee Burkhart, who was a pathologist, his recommendation now is any woman of childbearing age not engage in a relationship, a sexual relationship with a man who's been vaccinated because of the shedding effect.
Because it particularly migrates to the testicles.
It takes over. It completely overruns the spermatozoa.
There's like
what they were finding.
Hundreds of studies that literally show it's nothing but HIV spike protein replication.
Exactly.
I mean, folks, you say that, look it up. It just sounds insane.
Yeah. This is insane. You've got a bunch of maniacs who are in control of this technology, unfortunately.
They're like, let's do this. Let's take control. We're survival of the fittest. We know how, so poison everything.
Yeah. They want one world government in which they have total control over every species that exists on this planet. Why don't we go to 2B?
Almost out of time. Yeah. You're coming back tomorrow for a live feed, 7 o'clock Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Everybody be there. What's this next clip?
2B, it's why the corporations and governments want these smart cities and why. It kind of gives you a full picture between the two clips.
Here it is.
In Hyderabad and Hong Kong, the smart city narrative has obscured the far-reaching ways the state collects information about its citizens. At their heart, that's what smart cities are about, collecting huge swathes of data to automate how a city is governed. How is that data collected? We unwittingly give it away when we use our phones, get into a car, or tap a smart card to get on the metro. The integration of sophisticated cameras and sensors lets city managers do everything from monitoring traffic patterns to recording a person's movement around a city. It's a vision that is driven by technological solutions and the tech companies that provide them.
Smart city is really a marketing term for a package of surveillance, right? The way you get a smart city is you buy some technology that lets you do surveillance, and then theoretically you make some smart decisions based on that data. We don't have a lot of data.
Prison city cool. You opt into it, but you don't.
Better. We do know what it does is
it's the metastasization cancer of experience.
A lot of data that they didn't previously have. Cities have been feeling like competitive with corporations because they start to feel like, oh my God, Google, Facebook know more about the people in my city and what they want and what they need than we do. And so ultimately there's a bit of a tension there where cities want what the corporations have and then they go out and seek to buy it.
Tech giants have been telling us that the smart city is the solution to this crisis of populations growing in urban centers. We're going to need to figure out, you know, how do we do housing? How do we feed ourselves? What are going to be our solutions to climate change, for instance? And so the vision of the techno-utopian smart city is saying technology can solve all of that for you. What is not part of their purported vision is actually this more sinister side, which is that tech corporations and their partners are using the smart city model to
consolidate. Their billboard is an all-seeing eye. Back that up 10 seconds. Jesse, you got to come back. You're coming back tomorrow, 7 o'clock. We're going to go live. We'll go as long as you want. We'll be able to go over all this and so much more. This is groundbreaking information. Congratulations. You're going to be briefing Congress next week. Congratulations on the major medical study, scientific study coming out. We'll get more to that tomorrow, 7 p.m. tomorrow at Real Alex Jones on X, at alexjoneslive.com, and, of course, at rumble.com/Alex Jones Show Live and on stations across the country. So precious, so important. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you. And it's a community effort, you know. People like yourselves, Matthew Hazens of the world, Dr. Youngs of the world, Carolyn Mansfield of the world, everyone out there, even the clients and victims that I see, if it wasn't for them coming forth and willing to allow me to do these studies and collect this data, we never would be at this point that we're at right now.
Well, I know you're shooting a big report in a movie tomorrow, so try to get here by 6:30 so you can load all your stuff in, and then we're going to go live at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Congratulations. How do people find you again?
MindNexusLive.com. Just go to our website.
Mind Nexus Live. One word. MindNexusLive.com.
Correct.
And GetMasterpiece.com. The very best CO light out there. Very special. How it has all these other good sea minerals on top of it. Removes the bad stuff. Puts in the good stuff. Incredible. Get it now at GetMasterpiece.com. And fun what we're doing, but experience it and see how great it is. The dreams that a few days you're going to have on this are incredible. I take it 7 days a week. I had like 10 bottles you gave me. 6 months ago, and I'm almost out of those. I'm down to like a quarter bottle here, so I'm going to have to order some more at GetMasterpiece.com. All right, Harrison Smith takes over.
Alex Jones and his pests have learned more than they were ever meant to know. I will not suffer their continued existence. Girls, you know what to do.
Yes, my queen. Your wish is our command.
Now someone check on my insider trading and get me a martini while you're at it.
Alex, my friend, I have detected hostile frequency on the airwaves. You are in great danger.
Thank you, Victor. We're on red alert. Crew, get to your battle stations now.
We're ready, sir.
Fire away. We got him. Great job, crew. No, no. Thank you for coming, Health Ranger. Now let's get to work.
Let's begin the process and prepare for maximum human potential.
Power plant and methyl drive, pour them in. Excellent. The formula is becoming more powerful than I ever imagined.
Now, pour in the methylene blue. Yes, let the transformation begin.
Wow, the power drive bundle might be a little much all at once. That thing packs a punch.
But seriously, folks, the power drive bundle combines three powerful formulas designed to support energy, mental clarity, and stress resilience. And every purchase helps keep us on the air, fighting for you.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.